I can't help it. My country boner, it won't go down. It won't go down. It won't go down. My boner, my boner, my boner won't go down. It won't go down. It won't go down. My country boner, it won't go down. Thank you. I hope Dave, Steve, Keith is all right.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
Oh, no, we love Chris. We had a great interview with him. But yeah, the interview took a right turn like this one has, where we just started talking about recipes.
With Chris, it did?
Yeah.
Oh, no, really? So
he didn't hate anybody. Well, but
we just started talking about salad.
Yeah, we had a whole conversation about salad. Our interviews aren't normal. If you can't tell, so
you can make fun of us.
Well, how you were like, "Hey, man, we're not going to talk about Star Wars like you did last night because that was off the rails." But now here we are, just talking about what a disaster this interview is.
You know,
the fact that you felt the need to play a clip from another interview is horrible. Hey.
You know what, though? On the upside, you can't say this interview hurt your feelings more than any other interview. See, that's a good thing.
Yeah, you are number one in making me feel like shit.
Good. See, we're doing really good. It's like, here's the thing. We don't want you to get all Mr. Hollywood and you know, lose your mind.
I've been broken up with girls I was in love with, and it felt better than this.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And like,
it says men shouldn't fondle other men's bungholes.
Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. If you want to get in touch with the Fat Wobbles tonight. Today is January 21st, 2015. 7:06 p.m. in the Susu Studio. Coming live in your face holes, as usual. Joined, as always, by Marie, don't call me Sarkeesian Lopez.
I'm totally in your face.
Big Booby D.
Hello.
John the Laser Centauri.
Pew, 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 pew.
Sean Running Waters.
What'd it do?
Joel the Hammer Dutch Van Wingerden. Baby, when the lights go out, I hate him. I don't like him. I want him off the show. Before he came on, I said, I want him off the show. I'm sick of Dutch. We could get another producer. Oh, now, hey, what's up, Dutch?
Hi.
So, like I said, if you want to call, the number is 954-573-2780. And you know what's funny? I rarely introduce myself. I introduce everybody on the show but me.
You know, I've been meaning to tell you about that. You don't introduce yourself.
No, thanks.
Who are you?
I should say, I'm Royce.
Royce
Lopez.
Needs no introduction.
Hey, hi,
Lopez.
Introduction, huh?
Introduction.
Yeah. You want to try that again, buddy?
Yeah.
Royce the Turducken needs- Lopez.
It is true. Many layers to me. Many delicious layers. So, man, there's like things going on and stuff.
They were wearing overalls in this music video.
Okay. Things and stuff and stuffs and things.
Is that Done by Five? Was that the name of that band?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh,
so 90s.
It is 90s.
He's got snow pants on.
By the way, the saddest tour that's going on is the New Kids on the Block reunion with the two members of TLC that are alive and Nelly. And that's really their touring.
Oh, no.
It is the saddest poster I've ever seen.
I have front row tickets.
Well, country grandma.
Coming to a state fair near you.
Yeah. Yes. Country, they're going to do country grammar, John.
I hope they're playing at the Universal Mardi Gras.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Come down to Universal Studios with the Mardi Gras.
That jackass.
I'm so glad you played this song. I totally forgot it existed. Now I'm going to listen to it all night. All night.
Oh, I'm going to be playing it all night.
Yeah.
But it doesn't apply. I'll just hit that.
Can we not do either of those things?
I'm going to imagine Dutch dancing like a lunatic to this song specifically.
Yes.
As I do with most One Direction songs.
Right.
Ooh.
Well, who doesn't love One Direction?
Well, I mean, I have a new song if you guys want to hear it.
Jesus
more
Christ.
More than breathing.
Is it as sexy as Five's When the Lights
Go
Out?
Well, how about this? How about I play it and you guys decide? How about that? Let's just do that. Okay, I think you're gonna really like it because it's about God, and that's what we do in the show. It's called Rapping for Jesus. Now, let me give you a quick little background here.
Yes, please do.
The pastor of this church was trying to reach kids, so
reach the youths.
Reach the youths.
Reach like so, physically reach out and touch them, or like reach out to them, like sit backwards in a chair.
Like
reach
sit
out
backwards in a chair, put a hat backwards.
Okay,
you know, like rap.
The first one wouldn't have been good.
No. Just rapping. Just rapping.
So the pastor's trying to rap with the rap with the Utes.
Right. So,
Your Honor,
he asked his grandson, who's doing, who does film stuff in college, to help him out, to do a video. So his grandson, totally not being sarcastic, helps him make this video. So now I'm going to play the video for everyone. Okay. Now you know the premise. It starts out with a shot of the church, West Dub, whatever something church. Okay, here you go.
Well, I wrote this song for the Christian youth. I want to teach kids the Christian truth. If you want to reach those kids on the street, then you got to do a rap to a hip-hop beat.
It's true.
So I gave my sermon an urban kick. My rhymes are fly, my beats are sick. My crew is big and it keeps getting bigger. That's because Jesus Christ is my nigga.
Whoa!
Wait a minute.
What?
Whoa!
What happened?
It's
what
cool.
Is he not reaching out to the urban youth?
He's from a different time.
This what year is this from again?
This was put out 2013. It was put on.
This is the most perfect prank a kid could ever play on his grandfather, who's a pastor.
Okay. Wait, is this a white guy? I can't see from the video. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's a white guy.
Imagine somebody that looks like he grew up in Omaha.
Can you post a link in the chat so people could see if they want to watch along closer? All right, here you go.
My rhymes are fly. My beats are sick. My crew is big and it keeps getting bigger. That's because Jesus Christ is my nigga.
Jesus.
All right, pause again. I want people to hear how much he punctuated nigga, because I honestly think that there was a conversation back and forth between this pastor and his grandson, where the grandson's like, yeah, this line is going to be totally dope. And then the grandfather's like, I don't think I should say that. And he's like, no, it's totally cool. If you say it with an A at the end instead of ER, it's totally cool. And he's like, I'm not sure about this. He's like, no, just punctuate the A. You'll be fine, Grandpa. It'll be fine. I promise you.
Western Eccleston.
Grandpa kept fucking up. He kept saying nigger, straight on, like the hard ER.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, Gramps. Seriously.
Western Echo says, if only Pastor Royce could rap this good. No, because Pastor Royce doesn't, his grammar is correct. He drops a hard R every time he drops the N-bomb. He does not mess around.
He sure does.
Yeah. Now, I believe that little coon should be able to go to heaven too, if you ask me. Jesus. I did a sermon the other day, and I was like, Jesus Christ, let these little minorities get into the heaven. I'm sure there's a Section 8 housing somewhere. It's not in the best part of heaven, but it's still part of heaven. It's got to be better than Detroit. Am I right, guys?
Praise the Lord.
Okay. Let's go rap. Let's rap for Jesus.
Why is there only one little praise the Lord?
Because my congregation is getting a lot smaller ever since I killed those kids. I mean, allegedly killed those kids with my car.
He's wearing too much pink polo shirts to be rapping.
To be fair, you can never.
Where is this church located?
In heaven, I guess. I'm not really sure.
Ooh. He's so old. So old. He's so out of touch. Look at those dance moves. He's doing old guy. This is a Tim and Eric video.
It looks like a Tim and Eric video.
This is a Tim and Eric video.
Yeah. Okay, let me keep playing.
Changer, miracle arranger, born to the virgin mom in a manger, water to wine, he's a drink exchanger, and he died for your sins.
A drink exchanger.
Yeah, because he changed water to wine.
That was the worst.
I love
that. Those are some sweet rhymes.
Guys, if you think his spitting off the dome is tight, wait till you're his wife.
And he died for your sin.
Trust me, she's better than him.
The word, that's my gig. And I rhyme better than Notorious Big.
Like Randy
all
Minaj.
The other MCs, I wish them well. But if you live in sin, you burn in hell.
true.
It's a really good green screen effect behind him.
This video is amazing.
Now I'm going to pass the mic to my lovely
wife. Here we go. Get ready.
The fly MC and the light of my life. So to bust a rhyme without further ado, take it away, Mary Sue.
Jesus Christ is my nigga.
Whoa, he's the son grandma. Of I've watched this video at least 20 times. I have not been able to not laugh as soon as she pops up. Every single time, because she's so
up with right that. Off the bat.
She's so straight up fucking happy to say that. She's not centered on
this little bitch.
I haven't said this since 1953.
Let me explain to you how amazing this is. He passes the mic to her. She pops up, but they don't frame her right, so her face is still cut
off.
But she's super excited to say Jesus Christ is my nigga as he's throwing up confetti behind her. He threw confetti. Like, did you notice that?
There's a nice way to say it now.
Oh, that's wonderful. I've been staying quietly.
I've been always wanting to reach out to that kind of community, and now I have a way to do so.
All right.
This Howard Cosell jacket is bothering me.
Well, don't worry, because at some point he takes it off and throws it over his shoulder, yeah, so you know
to
it's
be
cool.
Told, relax and chill, dude. Ready?
The rhyme without further ado, take it away, Mary Sue.
Jesus Christ is my nigga. He's the son of the original G. And he was sent to Earth to elucidate the way that we should be.
What?
Like,
it's another elucidate in a rap?
What do you mean? She's better than Macklemore, at least.
It's so obvious that they're reading off a cue card. Like,
Yeah, okay, you think they're reading?
You don't
reading?
Think they're spitting off the dome?
They're spitting off the fucking dome. Dude, you don't hear the beginning. World star.
To date the way no, that
man,
we
they're
should
fucking
be.
Spitting off the cathedral, yo.
Oh, snap.
What? Like if another MC says, you're a freak, you're a lame butt rapper, and your rhymes are weak. I don't get mad, and I don't critique. I forgive him and turn the other cheek. I don't blaspheme, and I don't
She just whip her ass around.
Yeah, she did.
She turned the other cheek.
She lifted her cardigan sweater to see her very old granny butt.
Oh, my God.
Mad, and I don't critique. I forgive him and turn the other cheek. I don't blaspheme, and I don't brag. I don't cuss, and my pants don't sag. I do exude a little Christian swag, and I'm proud to be an American.
When she says Christian swag, she swivels her hips.
Right.
And I can't help but think what it's like to that as she's fucking her husband.
You don't have
By the way,
yeah,
this
right?
church is located in Dubuque, Iowa. I did a little bit of research.
Ooh. That
makes sense. They nice. Seem like Iowa folk.
They look like Dubuquians.
Can you go there? Don't
I don't
want to
make a rap
there?
With my grandma now.
No, just a porno.
Let his light shine through ya. Let his love pop a cap in your butt and say hello.
Now, I bet you the kids said say cap in your ass, but they said, we're not going to say ass.
By the way, I'm sorry. If you look, like their mics aren't even plugged in. They're just they're just
dangling.
I can't help but focus on the fact that they were singing a duet, almost trying to harmonize, smiling while saying, Jesus Christ is my nigga, and pop a cap in that butt. They're looking at each other with loving eyes like, I'm so glad our grandson did this for us. This is really going to help.
Let his light shine through ya. Let his love pop a cap in your butt and say hallelujah.
No. Look at the third
Jesus
old guy.
He's nice.
That old guy that was just like walking around with the smoke machine and helping out. He's just there. He's not doing anything.
You said third old guy. I thought you said turtle guy. And I was like, yeah, he does look like a turtle.
But you know what? Maybe by mistake, but now they're looking at him, he does kind of look like
he's
a turtle.
He's kind of turtly.
Yeah, he looks like Philbert from Rocco's Modern Life.
MCJC.
That's very specific. I get it, but oh, fish sticks is all I have to say.
He's an honest, caring, peace-loving nigga like me.
You guys
are niggas. If you do drugs and you think you're cool, you need to come to Sunday school. Put those drugs in a garbage can. Stand up tall. You're a Christian man.
But I'm Jewish.
No, you're not.
She's got like a drum mic, and he's got.
You're right. Oh my
Neither
God!
These two are connected to anything. He's the only one with a pop filter.
It's a like, drum kick fuck? Mic. It's a drum kick. Oh, it's embarrassing now. Come on. Before they were cool.
She didn't know
it's
any
just,
better.
I don't understand what the.
They are standing in front of their church because
this
you
has
got
to be a bit. This has to be a Tim and Eric thing.
No, it's really not. Brian Spinney put it up. Some random dude.
Right, and I went to his website, and it's BrianSpitty.bandcamp.com.
You need to come to Sunday school. Put those drugs in a garbage can. Stand up tall, you're a Christian man.
That
bass.
Word
up.
Word up, son.
I'm freestyling.
Hit me.
I'm freestyling.
He was so excited. They're so excited. They don't know any better.
So what do we think?
I think it's awful.
That's I think it's the greatest thing I've ever heard.
That's Thank you. Teaching a small child to say a cuss word.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Like, you know how cute it is when a little girl says, "Shut up, bitch," or something like that? That's as adorable as these old people saying, "Jesus Christ is my nigga." Because they're so excited about
it. I actually made one for the Asian community called "Jesus Christ is my zipper head." It didn't go over as well. They said that even if you use an A at the end of zipper head, it's still really offensive.
Yeah, it's
you like, sure it's not Regis Rice is my Rizzer?
Okay, see, that's now you're being actually Asian racist, which is still okay because they're not as powerful as other communities. They don't have an Al Sharpton. Or how would they say
Owl Sharpton?
Owl Sharpton is a wise owl who fights for the black owl community. Not many people know that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Owl Sharpton.
Dee and Sean, you guys still have a grandmother that's around and active. Figure out a way to make your own duet rap with your two grandmothers to compete with this. We'll film it somehow. It's fine. But I want to do grandmother raps.
Now, my grandma will say anything we tell her to. I don't know about Sean's grandma's, though.
My grandma's a little bit more reserved.
Now, here's the thing. Hold on, Sean.
Uh-huh.
Your grandma has a new Ford Focus, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you ghost ride the whip with that bitch.
Maybe.
Ghost ride the whip! Oh, that'd be awesome. Just be like, have her ghost riding and film her, and then you could just add it to the music video, and she doesn't have to say any bad words. She could just, you know, have Christian swag, as they pointed out here. And then Dee's grandma will drop the hard R's.
Now, can we figure out exactly what is Christian swag? Like, I don't understand.
What do you mean?
I'm confused.
Jesus Christ was fly. He always had those fly sandals. He had that swag.
Christian swag is when you basically push your religion on other people that don't believe in it to the point where they either convert or you kill them.
That's not swag.
That's real hard line.
That's not swag. That's genocide.
Really?
Really.
I thought it was called the Crusades.
No wonder I thought Hitler had so much swag. That's my beef. That's my bad. That's on me. I don't understand how swag works.
The Crusaders had tons of swag. They were swagging all over the place.
You just swag all over their face and back?
That's not, well.
Is that on who you swag? What? I don't know how swag works, guys. I'm not going to lie to you.
You really can't fake Iowa, though. You're looking at that. I'm
no,
like,
that's Iowa.
I was going to guess Oklahoma, but Iowa is just right up there. And I'm like, this is so
awful. The answer's
so
awful.
So middle America, it's not even funny. Dutch, you're probably seeing people just like that as you're walking around Omaha.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm looking up at, you know, like there's a lot of women's different dresses. Websites that are trying to like debunk this thing, saying that it's not real. And other people are saying it is.
No one knows.
So, I don't know.
Jesse Ventura is going to have to do it on a show. That's something I'm going to know for sure.
Right.
How many links to tranny sites did you come up with?
Seven.
For Brian Spinney? No.
Oh.
No.
Now, look at Brian Meatspin. See what happens.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
That's going to be completely different.
Hmm.
All right. So. Does anyone have a story pulled up? If not, I could grab one. I don't care.
Oh, stories.
I have plenty of them, but which one do you want to jump to?
Kylie Kardashian is pregnant? No!
No one cares.
Which
How many
that?
Of them are there?
Is she the pretty one?
Oh, she's the professor.
I got a story. This is a good
Professor Kardashian.
Yeah, and then the skipper too.
Ah, the millionaire and his wife.
Huh? I haven't seen the Kardashians. It's like that, right? Where they're stuck
Chloe
on an island.
And Bruce Jenner.
See,
Is he a tranny? Is he a tranny?
On Kardashian.
I keep seeing magazines.
Yeah, he's on his way to getting.
And I don't know if he what's going on.
He is
very also
changing
looks like into a really woman. Bad Photoshop.
He's changing into some sort of Mothra. Like he doesn't look like a person.
Either it's
like a Pokemon
fake,
form,
or he just does his makeup so poorly. Like someone needs to take the Kardashians need to take him in tow and be like, "Look, Dad, if you're going to be a tranny, at least let us make you look semi decent."
He and Steven Tyler are going the same route of they're turning into grandmothers.
Well, no, the difference is
he is turning into a grandmother.
Steven Tyler is more drugs than anything else.
Well, he still has the long hair, and BuzzFeed pointed it out that Steven Tyler makes a really great grandma, and they just took pictures of him walking down the street. And I was like, holy crap, he does look like a grandma. Poor Steven Tyler. But no, I do have a story.
I write stories.
And this is a good transition from Jesus Christ being our niggas. The boy who came back from heaven.
Yes.
Admits that he didn't actually die and go to heaven.
What?
You don't say.
What?
I know. Spoiler alert.
What?
Spoiler alert. We currently live in a world where there are multiple books revolving around the idea of people skimming the edges of the afterlife.
There's flying books?
Yep.
It's weird.
And traveling to heaven and hell.
Don't cross the streams.
We've covered the clan behind Heaven Is For Real around here.
I'm the keymaster. You the gatekeeper?
But now another boy who has visions of heaven is putting his family in the headlines.
It's Eric Clapton's kid.
That would be Alex.
No.
If I farted in heaven.
No, that's sorry. Not. That's not how the song goes. One.
Would it smell the same?
Wait a minute.
What?
Is his last name really Malarkey?
Yes, his last name is really Malarkey.
Alex Malarkey.
His name is Malarkey. Alex Malarkey. Are you telling me
that should have been a given?
Are you telling me a gentleman named Alex Malarkey is not being forthright with the truth?
Apparently I am.
Get right out of town.
His name is Mr. Malarkey, and he is full of it.
No, hey, it's Dr. Malarkey to you.
Mr. Malarkey, may I go to the principal's office, please?
His name is Alex. Mr. Malarkey is his father.
Oh, you're right. Hey, Mr. Malarkey's my father. You're right.
You're right.
My name is Malarkey. Alex Malarkey, Jr.
Alex Malarkey, Jr.
Esquire, the third.
Okay, sorry, Marie.
DDS.
What happened to Alex Malarkey, Jr.?
He and his father, Kevin, are the duo behind...
Kevin Malarkey?
Yep.
So, hold on.
Yeah.
It's Kevin Malarkey.
Yes.
This whole story's full of Malarkey.
Mr. Kevin Malarkey.
You're right. Mr. Dr. Kevin Malarkey.
They are the duo behind the bestseller, The Boy Who Came Back From Heaven.
Hey. And also, Alesso. Also a lesser known one, Dildo Selection for Kids.
Whoa, that's a thing?
That's their first
that's
book.
That's Malarkey.
They don't talk about it as much.
Okay,
go ahead.
The book was first published in 2010, which describes Alex's experience while he
Alex
lay,
Malarkey?
Yeah. While he lay in a coma after a car accident when
of
he was 6 years old.
Of the Philadelphia Alex Malarkeys?
I don't know where they're from.
Sorry.
The coma lasted 2 months, and his injuries left him paralyzed, but the subsequent spiritual memoir, with its assuring description of miracles,
spiritual
angels...
Spiritual memoir sounds like a Christian band.
It does. And the life beyond this world became a part of a popular genre of heavenly tourism. Which
so
is,
was it called Malarkey Memoirs?
If it wasn't, they missed an opportunity.
They sure did. Heavenly tourism sounds perfect for the genre of religious travel books, but there's one little problem. The entire thing is fake.
Welcome to
travel book?
Welcome to Phil's Heavenly Tourism.
Alex Malarkey admitted as much in an open letter shared via the website Pulpit and Pen.
That's my it's funny, that's my homepage.
Stating that he never died and never went to heaven.
Mm-mm. He's like fucking Tupac.
He said, I said I went to heaven because I thought it would get me attention. When I made the claims that I did, I had never read the Bible.
Really?
Well, he was only six. How could he have?
With his eyes.
Pop-up books.
People have profited from lies and continue to.
Name 5 billion people.
Okay. It'll take a while.
Smith, John Smith,
okay, skip
Eric
it, skip
Smith,
it, skip
Richard
it.
Smith.
I apologize. I shouldn't have asked that question. Go ahead.
Wait.
Why did you start
this
with the
kid
Smiths?
Was six when he wrote this?
No, he was six when he was in the coma.
He was six when he went to fake heaven.
So he came out and said that he saw heaven and his dad.
I mean, who the
mom.
Hell would take that shit seriously? He was six.
Christians would.
That's the stupid... Who can blame this kid?
Christians
I mean, he probably
would.
Thought
Me.
That shit was really was six.
Christians
never
would
had
blame
shame
him.
On a nigga.
Jesus. Just
gonna... Anyone who bought that book and was like, oh, this six-year-old's for real telling the truth, they're stupid. How is this a story?
Well, it is, because apparently there was a book written, and now he's coming out saying that it was all lies.
But, you know, that,
is
you know
what
the person
the
was like? He was six when he said it.
Now, you know, the worst part is the Malarkey name is now a fucking joke, and you guys are messing around with your fucking...
disparaging
you know
good
what?
Name of Malarkey.
The Malarkey family is a proud family. They've been around for centuries. The original Malarkeys actually came here with the Pilgrims.
Right.
Not many people know that.
Really?
Irish in descent.
Mm-hmm.
They were all clowns.
Well, they had they changed your name when they got here. They were originally called the Hullabaloos. And then when they got here, they're like, that's a ridiculous name. Just call us the Malarkeys.
This revelation of his whole story being a lie has forced the book's publisher, Tyndale House, to pull it from sale.
What's the name of the publisher?
Tyndale House. Jesus.
Tyndale House is on double secret probation now. Sorry, go ahead.
They had to pull it from sale and has many Christian bookstores sending their unsold copies back. This is reportedly the first time that Alex Malarkey spoke out against the claims.
Domino, I don't trust people with last names Malarkey, bullshit, or tomfoolery. Tomfoolery.
It's a good rule to have.
But tomfoolery cuts my lawn.
Well, you know what? He's ripping you off, I'm sure.
Hold on.
Don't trust people with the last
tomfoolery.
Hold on. It just gets better. This is reportedly the first time that Alex Malarkey spoke out about the claims that were made in his book, but his family hasn't been as quiet. His mother, Beth Malarkey. Beth and Kevin Malarkey.
Mrs.
Philadelphia Malarkeys.
Mrs. Beth
Malarkey.
There it is.
She's been speaking out against the story over her personal blog since April 2014.
What's her personal blog?
Probably BethMalarkey.blog.com.
She's refuting her crippled son's story?
You bitch.
Her blog is a MoMA mission.
Not going to go to heaven no more, that's for
the
sure.
The Malarkey
like
feed.
Bob Law's law blog?
Yes. It's a mom.
A mom on a mission.
It's a mom on a mission. Blogspot.com.
Remember Men on a Mission in WWE?
I thought she was just a fan of I want to moan and moan, moan, moan. Because that's what it looked like at first.
She's going to root out all the malarkey.
What happened in this?
Moan and moan.
Is Miss Malarkey, Mrs. Malarkey mad?
Dennis wants to know if Dom is still on the fence about people with last name Shenanigans.
I don't know. You know, I don't mess with them.
This was the mom's quote, Beth Malarkey. It is both puzzling and painful to watch the book The Boy Who Came Back from Heaven not only continue to sell, but continue for the most part to not be questioned. She goes on to say that the book is not biblically sound, quotes, and that her son's objections to it were ignored and repressed. She also notes that...
Hey, we're biblical sound.
Like everything else I do at church, it's repressed.
Oh, wait, so she's defending
herself. You guys ready to preach? Yeah, you guys ready to uplift the word of God?
You guys ready to fuck some kids?
What?
Oh, wait, we're
guys,
at church, right?
Does this mean that heaven's not real?
Shut up.
She also notes that Alex has not received monies.
Monies?
Monies.
Monies.
From the book, that's nor have a majority of his needs been funded by it. So, who wrote the book? Did some six-year-old come out of a coma? Did some six-year-old come out of a coma and say, wow, I think I might have saw heaven, and some doctor just wrote down a whole book because he was Christian and didn't give any proceeds to the kid? This whole story is about malarkey.
All proceeds go to the book of Jesus Christ.
Of Latter-day Saints.
It's easy to point at this and laugh, especially
You don't have to physically do
but
that.
But it said it was easy, and I was testing the theory, and she was right. It's really easy.
I'll give it to him.
It's super easy.
Thank you for the author of this article as I'm scrolling up, Andrew Roberts. Thank you to Andrew Roberts, who at the very end of this article says it's easy to laugh at this article, especially considering the irony of their last name.
There we
he's
go.
Right, it is pretty easy to do it.
That should have been the
Christ is my name.
That should have been the first thing of this article, not towards the end, how ironic the last name was. But at the same time, it shines a light on another of the troublesome portions.
Pirates.
Troublesome pirates.
Troublesome heaven pirates.
Troublesome porn.
No, troublesome portions within organized religion. It's an industry as opposed to a belief system, and it isn't opposed to taking advantage of someone's tragedy to make money.
I've never heard anything like that about the church.
Nah, that's the first time I've heard them being disingenuous. Well, it's really odd.
Guys, maybe they should look into this.
Maybe someone should like look into this. Maybe start some sort of, you know, Facebook thing.
I would really like to know how the book got written if it wasn't by Alex Malarkey.
I can't hear that name. I'm sorry. I'm trying. I'm trying really hard, but its name is Alex Malarkey.
Who wrote the fucking book?
It said in this other article that part of the book, he talked about how he got to sit in Jesus's lap and how he got wings, but they weren't as big as he wanted. Like, anyone like reading this wings? Book wouldn't be like,
chicken wings.
Do you call these buffalo wings, Jesus?
You all right, you over the Parmesan garlic. Come on.
Jesus. Seriously.
Jesus is walking around with a tray of wings. Guys, seriously. Jesus. Who ordered these? These are hot.
That'd be awesome. There are chicken wings in heaven.
I am from Buffalo, sir, and these are not buffalo wings.
That's a lot of my life. You know what? You should see his Yelp report on heaven. It looks terrible. Fucking one star. Really bad.
If find they it on Zagat's. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm trying to read another article to figure out who the fuck wrote this thing.
Farticle.
It was Farticle.
Nobody's going to come out and admit it.
Yeah, well, I'm
maybe he did it on like a speaking spell.
Mm-hmm. Something along
those
lines.
It's the only thing that makes sense, guys.
That's logical.
Well, going forward with the idea of somebody playing a hoax on somebody else, let's turn to Facebook. Shall we?
Wait, there's hoaxes on Facebook?
No.
No.
Never not once.
Because you won't believe what happens next.
Hold on. There's not hoaxes on Facebook because I just gave $5 for this new thing for this account that they've implemented. And also I posted this thing on my wall so nobody could take my information.
You're an idiot.
What? Am I doing it wrong?
Royce,
you're doing it right.
I'm protected.
You're doing it wrong!
Let's make sure that we call our banks later.
This nice Nigerian man said if I gave him $100,
we'll cancel all of our credit cards. We'll start.
No,
some
it was easy.
Paperwork.
I didn't have to send cash. Just send my bank information.
God damn it! You do this all the fucking time.
What?
Does this happen often?
I need to come up with stronger protection plans around him. It's ridiculous. Stop signing up for things. Excuse me. Facebook is cracking down on viral
hoaxes.
Now,
what's Facebook?
It's a social network that was invented
with
in
faces.
Like 2003, 2004.
Is that Justin
Mark
Timberlake
Zuckerberg.
Movie? Yeah.
Yes.
Ah,
yes.
Okay. Go ahead. I got it.
Yeah.
The social network.
Facebook is cracking down on viral hoaxes. Really?
I really love me some Justin Timberlake.
Mm-hmm.
This is from theslate.com. Mm-hmm. I don't know how reputable they are, but this is what they're saying. Facebook has long been a hotbed of hoaxes. As more people have turned to the site for news and information, its newsfeed has become a petri dish for viral misinformation about everything from cancer to celebrity
now
deaths to September 11th.
All the time, and I always say, immediately you look at a crazy story, and then even now Facebook, when you click something at the bottom, if there's a Snopes for it, it'll pop up and be like, "This is totally bullshit."
Yeah.
So I don't understand how these things still go around. Like I don't get it. I see it all
I've
the time.
I've unfriended, like, you know, extended family members who will post, like, fake stories. I'm just like, you're that dumb.
No, I know. And it's ridiculous.
Like an onion. Like, they'll post, like, an onion article.
And then comment
like,
on
I can't believe that this happened. It's like.
It didn't. It didn't happen.
But it says that Justin Bieber really did die in an auto crash.
I hope he did. There's a bigger problem. Why are people using a social networking site to get their news?
Because it's faster than regular news.
I'll tell you why.
Because notifications.
Twitter does anyways.
I will tell you why people are using social networks to get their news. Because newspapers get ink on your fingers.
But
I don't even subscribe to newspapers, but I do subscribe to Facebook.
You mean homeless blankets? Where would you buy that?
I don't know. But guess what? This
what happens next? I won't believe it.
No, you won't.
Okay.
Facebook is trying to change it.
Really?
In December.
Are they changing the game?
They sure are.
Are they flipping the script on us?
Game on!
Oh, God.
Can you not do that?
Sorry. In December, I wrote a column proposing an easy way to exhibit the spread of false
information. An easy way to listen to exhibit.
Sorry. Inhibit.
An easy bake oven.
An easy way to inhibit the spread of false information
on
Facebook.
I'm going to pimp your
Facebook. Tweet the newsfeed software to take into account.
Yo, man, we're going to take your social media. We're going to put some spinners on it, yo. You know what I'm saying? Pimp on exhibit. X to the exhibit.
I just pimped your page.
I put some flat screen TVs on it.
Yo, man, this is what we do, man. I went to my man Slick over here at West Coast Custom. He took your raggedy ass fucking laptop and he made it into a tabletop, man.
But now I can't use the computer.
It's been pimped. You've been officially pimped.
The keyboard is now hidden underneath the table.
Yeah, man,
no
take backsies, man. I don't want that shit.
How am I supposed to
I'm exhibit?
How am I supposed to use my laptop if
it's
embedded?
Yeah, man, you can't double stamp or triple stamp.
You can't triple stamp or double stamp.
No take backsies.
Lloyd. Yeah, fuck.
Seriously, I gotta stop having him pimp my everything. Anyways, now, tweak the newsfeed software to take into account
some obvious signs from users that a given story might be false. The idea came to me from Slate science editor Laura Helmuth, who tried having to debunk viral anti-science stories that were circulating the social network. For instance, we suggested that appearances of the words hoax and debunked in the comments below a story might be good tip-offs that a story is bogus.
No, man.
That's the shadow government doesn't want you to know real facts. I go to InfoWars.
I thought a good tip-off is when Carl Malone grabs it.
Both of you are talking over each other at the same time.
That was hot.
John, you first.
I thought a good tip-off is when Carl Malone passes to John Stockton.
I still didn't hear John.
Ha, I'm Carl Malone. Sorry.
Hey, John, let's get our points out at the exact same time. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
I thought a good tip-off was when Carl Malone takes it.
It's so enraging.
I know.
It's so...
You know we do that just to piss you off, right?
It bothers me. People do that in meetings at work, too. And I just want to smack them in their face. Like, someone else is talking, you asshole! And they're looking straight at them. But they're like, I'm going to get my point across right now. And I'm not going to stop talking because that means I'm the worst...
face off of your face!
If I don't stop talking, that means I'm the weaker person. And my points are more important than your points.
She's not talking over anybody, is she?
Do you have that person in the office when it says, I have just like one quick question, and it turns into like 45 minutes of like dialogue?
Oh, I hate those.
Hey, you got a minute?
No, I don't have a minute for you, because it's never a minute with you. I once started walking away midway through your conversation to see if you would shut up, and you were starting to yell at me as I got further.
I do that.
Okay, but just a quick question.
Okay, one more thing.
The long story short.
No.
Short story long.
Oh, it's awful.
Where's the beef?
No, you already said that.
Jesus Christ is my nigga.
Back to the story.
Jesus Christ is my nigga.
So they're looking for words hoax or debunked in the comments. Links to Snopes stories in the comments may also suggest that the original post is false. Facebook wouldn't have to censor such stories entirely, I wrote. Its newsfeed algorithms could simply treat them with a little more caution, the same way they've recently been reprogramming to mitigate the flood of clickbait, likebait, and other low-quality content on the site.
Metagate Republic.
I hope that they get rid of all the clickbait. But at the same time, Facebook, stop telling me what I should and should not see. I follow people for a reason.
No, Facebook will tell you what is real and what is not.
No,
you will only live by what Facebook tells you.
Royce, I just want to follow you on Facebook. No. I don't want Facebook to filter your shit out because you're stupid. I want to determine if you're stupid.
Or what about
if that bugs me too. When it first started doing that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Go ahead, D.
When it first started doing that, when it like, if you didn't like enough of someone's stuff, they stopped showing in your feed altogether. I didn't realize it at first, and I was like, "Wow, everyone's so quiet now." And my friend Joe's like, "Are you not my friend anymore? Because you never comment on any of my stuff." And I'm like, "Oh man," and that's how I just.
I hope you unfriended him immediately.
Yeah, I hope you unfriend that person right away. Because anyone that says that to you is a weird person.
Are you talking about Joe Coletta?
I mean, he is. No, different.
Oh, okay.
Joe Coletta wouldn't notice that. He's so high.
Says that all the time.
Yeah, he is a needy asshole, though.
Stuff. He doesn't even like Facebook.
Joe doesn't like much in life. Except for, like,
Pearl Jam.
Replica BB guns and Pearl Jam.
And mowing the lawn in the nude.
He really likes
that. He does that.
He does.
He enjoys that.
So, yeah, I guess I'm just reading on. On Tuesday, Facebook announced that it will indeed update its newsfeed software to flag stories that may be false.
And exactly 1 minute after that, it will be flooded with feeds like, Facebook's such bullshit now. It's completely different. I'm seriously done this time. Not like the last 5 times I said I'm done.
Are you not even thinking the whole conspiracy theorist route?
Every time Facebook changes one tiny thing on anything, the fucking...
I don't like change!
Exactly. The internet loses their goddamn mind, and like, it's something different, I can't adapt!
Well, the thing, they do sweeping changes all at one time, though.
Do-do.
Oh, sorry.
But they have to do sweeping changes. What do you want them to do, one little thing at a time?
Twitter's been basically the same thing ever since its inception.
What, do you have a goddamn jitterbug? You fucking can't get used to technology?
No, I do. I'm just saying, when they do it, they do huge sweeping changes. Instead of, like, you know, kind of edging one in here and there, they're just like, hey, you know that thing you had that you knew how to work yesterday? That's gone now. Oh, thanks, Facebook. Okay.
What's worse is that it really confuses my Nana. And she's already confused, and then she's just like, I don't know where any of my comments are. And, it's really sad.
Where's the phone? I want to make coffee.
Facebook.
A lot of the times my Nana will comment on things thinking she's posting it on her Facebook, and aww, she's so confused with it. It's just not good. Nanas shouldn't be Facebooking.
Facebook.
Nana's helping Nanas.
Confusing Nanas since 2010.
Yep. Very true.
Speaking of confusing things.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to talk about his sexuality.
China begins mass producing inflatable sexy pony dolls.
Yes!
Hot. No! Why? No, I hate it.
Why is that confusing?
By the way, I want you to point out the name of the site also that has this information.
Oh, God, I made fun of it.
This
so
is
much.
Found on horse-news.net.
Now, horse-news.net.
Come across this.
Hold on.
What other kind of news does they have?
Here's the thing, Dutch. I have a lot of friends that know that I do radio. Oh. So whenever they see these stories, they post them on my wall. So I get weird shit all the time, yes.
Do you think that they really wanted horse-news.nay, but it didn't exist?
Yes.
I hate her. God, my God, I hate her.
Is this a brony site?
Yeah, it's a brony site. Obviously. Okay, no, it's a fucking horse enthusiast.
It's a jabroni site.
So
anyways, I hate it.
I didn't know if there was a horse news.
Oh, I do not like this pony.
Look over here.
There is an ad for it right on the front page.
Oh, by the way, bisexual Ian's in the chat, so I'm sure he's already bought 10 of these right now since I announced
it. Hell yeah.
I'm going to buy a few.
Horses shouldn't have tits. Ponies should not have tits.
They're magical ponies. They can have as much tits as they want.
No, they shouldn't.
Exactly. But how are we going to put together our horse and pony, dog and pony show without these?
Is that Rainbow Gash?
I don't want it.
Rainbow Dash.
Not
Rainbow Gash.
That's not what this one looks like.
Rainbow Dash.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, we can't fuck Rainbow Dash.
No, it's bad. No, wait.
Everything's better with tits on it.
No.
Behold the latest and simply greatest bootleg merch to ever hit the market. Because we can't say merchandise. We live in a fast-paced world.
Yeah. No, there's no time. OVS. Totes OVS.
Straight out of China.
Ran out of Compton.
Right. Ready for ordering is the sexy inflatable girl pony that you see.
It
above.
Is sexy.
That's
what's
right.
Even creepier than that pony is the comments underneath
it. Is the Asian guy standing next to it?
Just so creepy.
Hold on.
People talking about fink pony holes. It's not good.
Holy crap. Horsenews.net is up for a Shorty Award. They're trying to get nominated for a Shorty Award.
Horse News has
Please nominate horse-news.net for Social Media Award in the Shorty Awards.
As if the Shorty Awards weren't a joke as it is.
For the weird category. That's what they're going for.
Really?
This Rainbow Dash stands 5'9" and is made out of... It's bigger than D.
It's taller than me.
It's Marie's height.
28 people...
Significantly taller than me.
28 people have nominated this website for the weird category in Shorty Awards.
We gotta get that number up.
Okay, the price on the site says that one of these could be yours for as low as $99 a piece.
Really?
If you order them in bulk.
No.
The factory is prepared to churn out as many as 3,500 ponies a month if you need them to. Up to 3,500 a month? That's a lot of ponies.
At prototype number 7, I nominate Horse News MLP for a Shorty Award and weird because horse pussy.
because horse pussy?
That's a good one.
Oh, okay. The company producing these also says it can do custom orders, so making other characters is a possibility if you're willing to wire money directly to mainland China. I mean, who's not?
I always wire money to mainland China.
For no reason. I just wire them money.
I owe them something.
I go in and I go to the fucking Publix and I write down to mainland China. $500. That's like 10 billion yen to them or something.
They don't
know.
They don't
know.
Better.
Actually, China probably.
At Moonshade. At Moonshade OSU, I nominate Horse News MLP for a Shorty Award and weird because they stole my wife.
Okay.
My wife.
Apparently, they're made out of PVC.
That's safe, I heard.
And it's all one solid piece.
Oh, I bet it's one solid piece.
Yeah. It's all a piece of ass. Look at that ass. And it's Rainbow Dash. This is Rainbow Dash model. Right, Rainbow Gash. Okay, yeah, we're doing that. And then I guess, so Pinkie Pie really doesn't need to be changed.
Dickie Pie.
Wait, so you can fuck this
thing?
Well,
you know their names, you creep.
Dickie Pie.
Applejack can be like...
Apple Jack Off.
Yeah, Apple Jack Off. Let's see, Rarity. We got Rarity.
Really? What name some other ones, you creep. What do you
Fluttershy.
Fluttershy. Thank you, John.
Oh,
Fluttershy
is one. Thank you both.
Princess Celestia is, you know, the main one.
Yeah.
And then they all have
the princess.
Like, obviously.
Then they all have like little miniature versions of themselves, and then
Come on, that's so, Pony Pedo Porn.
So what's the old red one's fucking Applejack's older brother?
Julianne Moore.
I can't remember. It's Apple something.
Oh.
You by the way,
old red one.
Yeah.
Bisexual Ian in the chat says, we'll probably just lose to awkward black girl anyways.
Is she still a thing?
Who knows? But that's funny coming from him because he's a brony.
He is a brony.
So, yeah.
He's totally a brony.
Totally vote for horse-news.net.
Robber who broke into hair salon.
Big Macintosh. That's his fucking name. Big Macintosh.
Big Dick Macintosh. Really?
Big Rackintosh.
Yeah.
Robber who broke into hair salon is beaten by its black belt owner and kept as a sex slave for 3 days, fed only Viagra.
Jesus.
I will read it again. Robber who broke into hair salon is beaten by its black belt owner and kept as a sex slave for 3 days, fed only Viagra.
Is the owner a girl?
A girl.
Okay.
Here's a picture that's of her with her face blurred out.
Wait.
Weird.
What did she do?
Would you say that he picked a whole batch of whoopsie-daisies?
I would say yes.
This story got really sexy. I'm confused.
A Russian man who tried to
I don't know if it's bad or good.
A Russian man who tried to rob a hair salon.
Oh, Russian. They probably love that shit. Mm-hmm.
In Russia, salon rape you. A Russian man who tried... This is a Yakov Smirnoff joke. A Russian man who tried to rob a hair salon ended up as a victim... When the female shop owner overpowered him, tied him up naked, and then used him as a sex slave for 3 days.
Awesome.
Now,
that's not just like something you just kind of like, maybe I'll do this. Like,
well, she had a good
really
reason.
Like get the bad
you know what I mean? Like,
she's been planning
she
on
Viagra?
Hoping
like, yeah,
that
like,
this would happen. Right.
This seems like
well,
something she's
wait
been fantasizing about. It just like fell into her lap. Like, yes.
Wait
yeah,
a minute.
It's like that scene in Pulp Fiction.
Let's go through.
No, man. I'm pretty fucking far from okay.
Let's
yeah,
go
man,
through.
You see this perm?
Let's go through some of the scenarios on how this would have played out. So, okay.
She put him in a gimp suit.
Maybe the robber was super sexy and she wasn't planning on fucking him for 3 days, but she was so fucking turned on.
She wanted that Russian cock.
She wanted that Russian cock, though.
Victor Janeski.
Uncut cock.
Victor Janeski.
Are there pictures of these people?
The girl. I put in the chat.
Can this be turned into a porn that I can watch for fun? Because
you know what's
like
awful? If this were the other way around and it had been a girl that snuck in and got raped, the jokes would just
have been
be
national
completely
news.
Different.
I have a title for it, From Russia with Drugs. That'll be the name of the porn. You like
from
it?
From Russia with PUD.
Okay. Victor Janeski, 32, who's also the kicker for the Raiders, admitted to police.
To the Victor go the spoils.
That's Janikowski.
Ah, you sure?
Yeah.
He's a fat Polak. Admitted to police. He is. Janikowski's a fat Polak. Victor Janeski, 32, admitted to police that he had gone to the salon in Menosk, Russia.
That's not a thing.
With the intention of robbing it. But the tables were turned dramatically when he found himself overcome by owner Olga Zajic, 28, who happened to be a black belt in karate. She allegedly floored the would-be robber with a single kick. Then, in a scene reminiscent of Quentin Tarantino's Pulp Fiction, police say Zajic dragged the semi-conscious Janeski to the back room of the salon and tied him up with hairdryer cable. She allegedly stripped him naked for the...
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
She allegedly stripped him naked for the next 3 days, used him as a sex slave to teach him a lesson, force-feeding him Viagra to keep the lesson going.
Keep the lesson going?
Yeah. The would-be...
What was the lesson?
You bend over like a 16-year-old girl and you take it.
The would-be robber was eventually released with Zajac...
You turn over like a 16-year-old and take it!
The would-be robber was eventually released with Zajac saying he had learned his lesson. Janeski went straight to the police and told them of his back.
Yeah, he's going to go rob everything now. Yeah. He's like, I'm going to get sex.
I get fucked.
Janeski Janeski went straight to the police and told them of his backroom ordeal, saying that he had been held hostage, handcuffed, naked to a radiator, and fed nothing but Viagra. Yes.
And the cops high-fived him.
Both have now been arrested. When police arrived and questioned Zajac, she said, "What a bastard. Yes, we had sex a couple times, but I bought him a new pair of jeans and gave him food and even gave him 1,000 rubles when he left."
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I guess we're taxi.
This is Zelda?
That's the end of the story.
That was that. See, that's why she got arrested, because she paid him for the sex.
Yep.
If she didn't pay him, then it wouldn't have been a crime.
Wait, you can't pay for sex in Russia?
I don't know. Like, maybe if you use bitcoins.
No, they ration it off like their food. You got this sex block.
By the time you leave here, you will literally be unrapeable.
Do you really think at some point he's stopping, like, oh man, I'm tied up, and he's like, this is kind of hot.
Yeah.
And then
immediately he was like, immediately.
Man, after a while, that's got to start hurting.
They go, no, please do not play with my balls.
Oh,
I do not.
I hate it. It is the worst.
But I get it. For 3 days, not being fed anything but Viagra would be exhausting.
First off, you'd get heartburn.
I guess so.
No, Viagra gives you heartburn. Yeah, if you don't eat food.
And you're not supposed to take that much of it, like one pill.
Yeah, you're supposed to take one, not every day. Dude, how much was she feeding? Only Viagra implies that only. Remember, now there's nothing else in his system but he must have not only had a boner. Because that's all that was in his bloodstream was Viagra.
I have the story's
getting hotter and hotter,
isn't it? It's and they're young, 32 and 28, so they're not even that old. So it's not even like old people fucking, which is ugly. This is hot people fucking, which is cool. Or being hot-ish. You said, go wake up. This guy's a pussy.
You think that story's fake? We should Snopes everything.
No, it's real.
Now.
That's date. That no, that's a real website.
It's a real date rape story.
It's a real story.
It's a real.
Sounds like a penthouse letter.
Dear
broke into her.
That sounds like something
dojo.
That sounds like something from the, oh, damn it. What's the name of the stupid book? 50 Shades of Grey.
Gay.
Oh, yeah. 50 Shades of Gay.
They should put that in the movie or something.
50 Shades of Grey State.
Too soon.
I'm going to act out my dojo fantasy. My dojo rape fantasy.
Dojo. That is a specific fantasy.
Ooh, that's very specific.
Please, Miyagi say sweep the leg. Do you have problem with that? Johnny, you are a cream puff.
I like Russian Karate Kid. It's my favorite. All right.
Cops find loaded gun in Tennessee woman's vagina?
Yes.
Hot.
Oh. What? Ow.
I shall post a picture. Copy. Oh. Someone posted a picture. It's one of
those. How big was the gun? Was it Derringer or was it like a...
it was a Pat Derringer.
Bigger gun.
Dallas Archer. That's her name? Dallas Archer, age 19.
I call shenanigans.
You big, dumb idiot.
Was being booked for a traffic violation on Monday when cops found a loaded gun hidden in her vagina. That's no place to pack a pistol.
She had a cunt gun?
Oh! Is that a thing?
That means she had in her cunt, and it's a gun.
So she was caught and booked.
Them Duke boys are at it again.
For driving without...
hiding guns and vaginas. She was, Boss Hogg is not happy.
No, gonna get them out of horse, Connie.
That's a good Boss Hogg. Wow, we could do an entire Dukes... That was an entire Dukes of Hazzard bit improv. You're welcome. I'm glad you had that horn, Dutch.
A Tennessee woman being booked for driving with a suspended license was slapped with weapons charges after cops found a loaded gun in her vagina. Yes.
The gun was loaded.
Bouffant hair.
She definitely looks like the type of bitch who'd put a gun in her vagina.
I'd hit that.
She was 19?
She's probably trailer trash.
Oh, it's a mini revolver. It's tiny.
It's still a gun, D.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, I was picturing, like, a fucking Magnum.
Hey, Mary Jean, whatever. Is that a gun in your cooter? Are you just happy to see me?
Fucking Desert Eagle.
So she
yeah, like a Desert Eagle.
Her vagina is cold.
Why?
So when she was brought in, a female cop was performing a routine search when she noticed unknown object in Archer's groin.
I wonder what Anderson Cooper has to say about this story. Dutch, go ahead.
As long as you don't get stuck in a giant vagina, you'll have the respect of the Germans.
And now, guess what? That gun is not going to have the respect of the Germans.
She and another female officer then
that
took
the... That is the greatest out of context clip.
Even
have.
In context, it's the greatest clip ever.
You know, say out of context?
I love it. Oh, Lordy.
She was taken to the bathroom where they discovered a 4-inch North American Arms 22 LR revolver.
And then they fed her nothing but Viagra.
She smells like fish.
Nothing.
She smells like fish.
Police said the $250 gun originally belonged to John Souther, a retired car salesman from Kingsport.
Kingsport.
It was stolen from his 1994 Mustang last year while the car was parked.
So he's not a very good car salesman if he has a 1994 Mustang.
Hold on.
From Tony Kukoc Ford.
Yep.
They apparently asked the original owner for a statement.
Original boner.
And he's 70 years old. And he goes, oh gosh, after learning where his gun was found.
Oh gosh.
Oh gosh.
It was where?
Oh my gosh.
Where did it fit? How'd you see it? Is it slimy still? Do I need to clean it?
Jesus.
Can I clean it with my mouth?
Whoa!
No. Whoa!
Calm down, Mr. Souther.
Yeah, Keith Sutherland.
I couldn't remember his first name. Why did I remember his last? His first name was John.
How would you affect?
She has a vagina. She has a gun in her vagina, Chloe.
How would you effectively remove a gun in a dangerous situation if it's tucked in your vagina?
Carefully. Practice. How do I get the stroke?
You gotta
clear to learn
the
how
breach.
To quick draw our pussy.
Uh huh. Oh. Get it. An old-fashioned Mexican cunt down.
I don't think that's a real thing.
It is when you have a gun in your vagina.
Do you think she was ever concerned that the loaded gun would have fired off in her vagina?
Wow, he said the little fellow would need a bath and bleach, is what he said. It would need a bath and bleach.
Does that girl know that I don't wash my hands after I take a dump? So that thing is, that couldn't have been good for her.
No, it's absolutely not. But it's okay. I mean, you know, I threw it in the tub. It's fine. Archer was charged with gun possession, introducing contraband into a jail, and released after posting a $6,000 bond.
Phrasing.
James Bond. Junior.
Junior.
Remember James Bond Jr.? I used to love that show. James Bond Jr. Am I the only one that watched James Bond? Fuck you guys. You guys didn't. Okay, hold on a second.
A really bad British accent. My name is Bond. James Bond.
Do you think? What is it? A cartoon?
Yeah.
Yep.
Saturday morning cartoon, which don't exist anymore, actually. James Bond Jr. intro, I'll play it for you. It's a really catchy song.
Yes.
And by the way, it's not James Bond's kid, it's his nephew, which is weird.
Bond. James Bond Jr.
Oh, now I remember. Okay.
No one can stop him, but scum always tries. Young Bond cuts through each web of spies. He learned the game from his Uncle James. Now he's heir to the name James Bond. James Bond.
Even try.
He's coming through. He's got a job to do while he rescues the girl.
They James really phoned this one in. This couldn't be any more generic.
Around the world. But wait a minute. They didn't really follow the story because wasn't James Bond an orphan with a bunch of other Bonds from like a place that the Secret Service like kept like in like the mountains of England or something?
This isn't James Bond when he was a kid. It's Junior, which means it is Bond's kid.
They said it's his nephew, his cousin, his uncle.
It was so surprising.
No, I'm paying attention, but like they always.
They're talking to me. You were paying attention.
Dutch wasn't paying attention.
I wasn't paying attention.
Dutch never pays attention.
Just call you dumbfounded.
Would you take my nostalgic fucking cartoon seriously, Dutch? Love Christ.
Did they ever have action figures for that one?
I had a James Bond Jr. action figure. I'll have you know, sir.
James Bond Jr.
It was probably cheap, the cheapest ones, because no one bought
rescuing the girl all the time, because he's James Bond's nephew.
That's not
how Uncle James.
So he had, like, date rape drugs?
No.
People always trying to catch him, but they can't, because he's related to James Bond.
Look at them cool-ass pumps he's got.
That's part of the intro. Look at those cool-ass pumps he's got.
James Bond Jr., he's so dreamy.
There was ever an episode where he had to go save the world, but he couldn't because he was in detention?
Yes, I remember that episode.
James Bond Jr.
Oh, I can't drive this car. I don't have an automobile license.
He wasn't, first off, terrible British accent. Secondly, he wasn't British. That was the other weird part. He was American.
He's an
nephew. Did he speak with like a phony accent, though?
No, he did. I don't believe so.
It's like, my name is Bond. James Bond Jr. And he always said, like, he always enunciated.
How long was this show on the air?
Like two seasons.
Yeah. Was it
two seasons? Know, producer. Why don't you look it up for us?
I just figured you would.
Holy crap. Look at action figures.
James Bond Jr.
Guys, can we make a shot for shot recreation of this intro, please?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
He learned the game from his Uncle James. See? Uncle James.
You know what my theory is?
James Bond Jr.
Is it Uncle James? Yeah, no. I think it's his dad. Because why would you name him James? He fucked. I guarantee you he fucked his brother's wife. And she's like, oh, I'm going to name him. Because why would you call him James Bond Jr. if his dad was...
Incest Jr.
Hey, Royce, if you look at the mall post in the chat room, Odd Job, he looks like a cross between Run DMC and Sinbad.
Oh, that's my favorite. Sinbad was the man. He was so edgy with his comedy.
Getting into trouble in situations, James Bond Jr.
That's not. It was no gummy bears. That's for goddamn sure.
Gummy bears bouncing here and there and everywhere.
I don't. It's not like I just have that.
High adventures from young
pulled up
bear.
And ready to go.
Not related to Havero.
We watch this.
I don't remember this show at all.
We watch.
I would be late for school. Got me back watching Gummy Bears.
Yeah, you did. You have a childhood, Dutch?
What happened?
Yes,
to you?
Even I know one. That. We've all talked about it.
Everyone knows that he was not allowed to watch anything that wasn't Christian related.
Well, that and Ninja Turtles.
Remember Silverhawks?
Yes.
Are you going to get into a tunnel of cartoons, Royce? Because stop it. We got to go.
It's only like top five.
Just top five. Top five's nothing.
This is, I mean, you know.
We've done these cycles before.
No, not. I don't remember doing this one.
Not this year, we haven't.
Yeah, you're right. It's 2015.
This is fresh new material.
And recycling. And recycling is fantastic.
We don't ever, like, sloppily recycle bits, ever.
That's not something we do. Name one time I've played something repetitively. Oh, one time.
Take a spin, now you're in with the techno set. You're going surfing on the internet.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Hey smokers, you stink worse than a dumpster. Stop living in the Middle Ages and try an electronic cigarette today by Smokeless Image. Just go to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. They're cheaper than regular cigarettes, don't smell, and come in a variety of flavors like fruit, mint, and traditional tobacco flavors. Order your new electronic cigarettes from Smokeless Image today by going to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Last Sunday show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial. Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume. My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio. Give it up for the deep
key. You're listening to Atomicast.
It's all about me.
Shy kids.
Orange Room.
More Like Radio!
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Hi, this is Ashley, host of Antisocial Gamer Radio, telling you to come listen to my show every Tuesday at 9 p.m. UK time. 4 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com. Every week I like to talk about all the latest stuff going on in the gaming world, what's been coming out, what's new releases, all the topics that you like to hear. I'll be talking about it every single week.
Now deep speech, cause the V is so deep. An interesting show, it won't ever put you to sleep. It has all the content that you want, the best show on the planet. I ain't even gonna front. Deep speech, bringing it again and again. Don't ever miss a show and make sure that you're always tuned in. Hosted by my man Mike and Ski Ray. Keep it turned up on the mic all day. Ask me what's my favorite podcast, I say Deep Deep. Listen to the show while you're sipping on your tea. It's the hottest of the hot. You ain't gotta trust me. Tune into the show and you will definitely see. With Mike and Ski Ray, you can't go wrong. The biggest show ever, bigger than a King Kong. Listen up and don't ever, ever miss a beat. It's Deep V. Remember that the V is so deep.
What's up, everybody? Deep V Podcast.
Deep V.
Be sure to listen to us Fridays at 8 Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Yep.
Also download us on iTunes.
Just type in DV.
DV, your favorite podcast. Favorite podcast.
Mr. Turtle, how many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
I ain't never made it through a whole episode. Ask Mr. Owl.
Mr. Owl, how many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
Let's find out. A one, a two, a three. Three.
How many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast? The world may never know.
I said three, motherfucker.
The Shy Kids podcast. Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific at morelikeradio.com.
We are the Shy Kids.
See right there.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge come.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
The Elvis and Alfred Show, Thursdays, morelikeradio.com, 5 to 7. I'm Elvis Cage.
I'm Alfred.
I'm Jameson, and on the phone...
It's Bill. I'm phoning it in.
Oh, he's phoning it in. Coming to you live from the Halfpenny Pub in Sayville.
That's right, punk rock music.
Independent music.
And all the rest of the things that we speak about.
Crazy party stuff.
Yeah. Here on morelikeradio.com.
And elvisandalfred.com 24-7.
Yarr!
The Elvis and Alfred Show.
Morelikeradio.com. It's our duty to entertain you.
I said duty.
But let me tell you something. We live in a terrible place and time. The American West is a disgusting, awful, dirty, dangerous place. Look around you. Everything out here that's not you wants to kill you. Outlaws, angry drunk people, scorned hookers, hungry animals, diseases, major and minor injuries, Indians, the weather. You can get killed just going to the bathroom. I take my life in my hands every time I walk out to my outhouse. There's fucking rattlesnakes all in the grass out there. And even if I make it, you know what can kill me? Cholera. You know cholera?
The black shit.
The black shit. The latest offering in the Frontiers Disease of the Month Club. And even if you survive all those things, you know what else can kill you? The fucking doctor. The doctor can kill you. I had a cold a couple years ago. I went in there. You know what he said to me? He goes, "Oh, you need an ear nail." A nail in my fucking ear. That is modern medicine for you. Yeah, doc, I have a fever of 102. Oh, you need a donkey kicking. You know our pastor has shot two people? Our pastor.
No, no.
Honest to God, shot a guy in a duel and then went back and killed the guy's teenage son because he was afraid he would kill him out of revenge.
Wait, how do you know that?
Because he did a whole fucking sermon about it. A lesson about seeing things through. By the way, look at this. See those guys over there? The guys who are working the silver mines? See what they're eating? Ribs doused in hot sauce. They eat hot, spicy foods every meal of the day. You know why? Because their palates are so completely fucking dulled from inhaling poison gas 12 hours a day down in the mines. That's all they can taste. You know what that kind of diet does to your guts? Constipation, cramps, dyspepsia, liver disease, kidney disease, hemorrhoids, bowel inflammation. They literally die from their own farts.
Back live on Hippo Juice second hour. Number to call in is 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hippo Juice on Twitter, Facebook. I forgot to mention the first hour, which is rare. Pretty good at that. If you want to get in contact that way, that's a fine. I know most of you guys listen via podcast, which is totes cool with us. But it's way more fun in the chat room because you get to see our sexy faces and reaction. Oh, by the way, I don't plug it often. So Vimeo.com/morelikeradio. If you want to see the videos for Dutch and Royce and Hippo Juice, I put those up usually right after the show. So it's another way to watch us if you want to. So let's see. Well, I have a very fun one here, I think.
Country theme in the music tonight?
Yeah, this is actually, well, because the rejoinder was from A Million Ways to Die in the West. Christian mom gives up leggings for God.
Good.
So what, she's just walking around pantsless?
You're going to love this.
But God invented leggings.
God didn't invent pennies, though.
She's not a Christian!
Jesus Christ, oh my God.
An Oregon mom took to her blog.
An Oregon mom?
Yeah.
Did she die from dysentery?
Oregon.
Oregon.
Not Oregon.
She died of dysentery. Took her to her blog.
Always take the oxen.
Yep. Took to her blog to explain that she recently chose to stop wearing leggings in an effort to further honor God and her husband.
You know what that means? That means her husband slapped her around a few times and said, "Stop wearing leggings, you whore."
Yeah, he probably called her a slut.
They look really hipstery to be God-fearing people. Veronica Partridge's latest blog post, which
her last name is Partridge. Ew.
Which has recently gone viral, goes into details about how a conversation with her husband led to her deciding not to wear leggings ever again.
How did it go? Hey, Marie, doesn't my ass look good in these leggings?
Do you want to explain leggings just in case for the three people in the world that don't understand what they are?
I've never worn them.
An excuse for women not to wear pants out in public.
Basically.
Which I'm all for. I fucking love leggings. That's great.
It's a way to show off your nice camel
How
toe.
Amazing are leggings and then yoga pants? We live in a great
time. I know. It's good when girls wear them too, right?
They lift everything. It makes it look like their ass is like 2 feet long.
I'm not with you on that, Dutch. When girls wear them, it's like,
You don't wear them?
I wear yoga pants all the time. Makes my nuts feel nice.
Hell yeah.
Pushes out my junk.
Yeah. Downward facing rod. Veronica Partridge's latest blog post, which was recently gone viral, goes into details about how a conversation... I read that. For the past several months, I've been having a conviction weighing heavy on my heart, Partridge wrote.
Why? Because you were wearing pants and you felt guilty about it?
His wife had a fucking cinder block on her chest.
I tried ignoring it for as long as I could until one day a conversation came up amongst myself and a few others, both men and women. Sounded like a bunch of party people. The conversation was about leggings and how when women wear them, it creates stronger attraction for a man to look at a woman's body and may cause him to think lustful thoughts.
Well, duh.
That's what they're for.
Lustful thoughts.
God really changed my heart in the midst of that conversation, and instead of ignoring my conviction, it was time I started listening to them and take action. When Partridge went to her husband to share... Yes, Marie?
It's not the leggings' fault, because you could wear leggings underneath a dress, and it would be just like wearing tights under a dress. It's the leggings mixed with somebody wearing a shirt so that you just see the ass that's the problem.
Just like me, it is not my fault that I love boners. It is the gentleman's fault for wearing box shorts when he runs. That is on him. He is a sinner, not me. You give me lustful, delicious boners, and I'm like, I got to put them in my mouth for God.
Praise Jesus.
I tried ignoring it for as long.
When Partridge went to her husband to share her thoughts, and he let her know it makes him feel and think when he sees women wearing. So he's basically saying, I'm mind cheating on you every time I see a woman walk around in leggings, so you have to stop being sexy. I'm not going to tell those other women that are wearing leggings to stop. But I'm going to tell my wife to stop. So I'm going to stop being lustful towards you and start being lustful towards those slut bags.
You know, when I see someone wearing leggings, I usually go, Marie, look how hot her butt is. I say it. If she does, Marie doesn't say it first. It's
and then
normally
I'll be like,
how it goes.
That butt, though.
Exactly.
So, but the thing is, it's human nature to go out and show all that shit off because that's what we do. If you see something that's aesthetically pleasing,
like
you
butts,
like a butt that looks really nice, you see that ass, you're like, oh, nice ass. You don't like want to scream it at them. I mean, that's kind of not a thing.
Oh my God, this husband is so repressed. When I walk into a place and there are women wearing yoga pants everywhere, it's hard not to look. I don't, but it's not easy.
The husband allegedly said,
"Great ass."
But you're supposed to look. Because
I would look. Of course, I look.
How would he know he's in a room filled with women wearing yoga pants if he's not looking?
If something is visually appeasing, you look at it.
It's thing if you're catcalling a construction worker.
And it's another thing when you walk into a yoga studio and yell at all the women.
It's not like I'm staring and rubbing my crotch like when I'm at Chuck E. Cheese. I'm being respectful.
Wait, you rub your crotch at Chuck E. Cheese?
Don't forget that. Go ahead.
Pizza's good, man.
They threw me out twice for that.
Partridge says she then realized that in order to honor her husband, she needed to stop turning him on.
What?
Makes sense.
No, she needed to stop wearing leggings.
It makes sense.
In turn, she says, she feels as though she is better honoring God.
As though.
Yeah. If it is difficult for my husband, who loves, honors, and respects me, to keep his eyes focused ahead, then how much more difficult could it be for a man that may not have the same self-control?
So hold on. By the way, thank you for the delicious yoga pants in the chat room. I love them, and they're amazing. And I'm distracted. Look at that butt, Dutch.
Is that Jen Selter?
That's fucking cute. Butt. I don't care who that is.
That's butt. Nice butt.
There could be a dick in the front, and that butt's fucking fantastic. Butt. God, I'm serious.
Butt. We'll do it at the town castle.
Butt.
Sorry. Go ahead, Marie.
Yoga pants.
We're all distracted by yoga pants.
Bouncing here, there, and everywhere.
Slam!
Yoga pants. Yoga
better to
pants.
Wear them without underwear.
All right, so this girl is
here
like
are some yoga pants.
A pretentious cunt, and this the other, and her husband's a douchebag. Is that the general consensus?
Well, Marie?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Pretty much. Where did I leave off? Some women find men in suits sexy, one user wrote. So does that mean men shouldn't wear suits?
Nope. I never
will. I happen to be one of those people.
That you find men sexy when they wear suits?
Yeah. He is exactly one of those people.
What
he
a
is
twist.
One of those people.
Not wearing leggings is not a magic bullet that will stop men from looking, wrote another user.
However, this magic bullet no I invented is.
Yeah, no. One, women should always wear leggings because it's comfortable and it's lazier than wearing jeans.
No. One, women should always wear leggings because it's fucking hot.
You know what
I'm not a fan of is jeggings. The leggings that look like jeans.
Why not? It's the same thing. It's just blue.
It's
the same thing.
Just
hate that they're blue.
I know it's the same thing. I just hate the pattern or the way it looks. I think if you go with the black or the white or any other color, aside from like
a
legging pattern.
Jeggings.
Yeah, jeggings. I think that's why
it's
point
like
I
when
it
fucking Burger King made me call fries Satis Fries, but I just wanted crinkle cut.
They
they're like, no, you got to call them Satis Fries. That's
eat
what
those
they call
goddamn
them.
Goddamn Satis Fries right now.
It made me angry every time I ordered it. I was like, can I have some Satis Fries? Oh, what was that crazy? The whole lotta? We ordered a whole
cool
lotta the other day at
no, not a cool lotta. It's a whole lotta at Checkers. It's ice cream in a cup.
It's a whole lotta. I'm not using
and
that term.
I pulled up to the thing, and she's like, I want one of those whole lottas. I pulled up to the fucking speaker box, and
you're
I'm like,
do I really have to?
Oh my God, did Conan come out in skinny jeans one time? Dennis found
no,
the
jeggings.
Best thing.
No, jeggings.
Those are jeggings?
Yeah,
oh my God.
But I love
Conan
it.
O'Brien in jeggings is awful. It's frightening. I can't take it. His legs go a million miles into the sky.
Where'd they find them in his size?
Oh my God, and he's doing his dance. Oh my God, I can't handle that.
I love Conan.
Oh, now I know what it's like. I am agreeing with the Christian woman now. No one should wear that. You can't look away.
It's too hot. It's too
you can't
sexy,
look away.
Too sexy, too sexy.
I'm defying the Lord. Oh my gosh, smushy oh, butt though.
Ass.
What is it with yoga pants and smushy butt? It turns into smushy butt.
Smushy butt and volleyball shorts.
We're not going to get anything done.
No, everyone needs to stop posting smushy butt.
I so can't stop looking at the butt,
I have
Marie.
No, I have to turn to something else.
I want
to
touch
okay,
it.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to... Moving on, snake bites customer on head.
Wait, what?
Of penis.
Was the snake?
Oh, no.
Was the snake wearing leggings?
I don't know. That snake butt, though.
Snake
it smells like 400 snakes up in here.
God damn him.
It smells like no more or no less.
No less than 400 snakes.
Sorry, go ahead.
A customer at a Lowe's in Corinth, Mississippi, was bitten on the head by a snake on Saturday.
Right in the head.
Right on the head. WTVA reported that the unidentified customer was opening a cabinet inside the store around 2:30 p.m. Saturday when the person was bitten by a chicken snake. Are chicken snakes poisonous?
No.
What did you call
me? But they're delicious.
Corinth police were not available Monday to comment further on the situation.
But they did comment less.
Yes. And did not have immediate access to an incident report. Amanda...
Hug and kiss.
Hold on, that's not a real name. Amanda Manna?
What is it with people's names tonight?
Yeah.
Large.
It's getting ridiculous.
I swear to God, these names are just becoming fake. Like, they're just replacing fake names in articles so that it protects people's identity. Because Amanda Manna is not a real name.
That sounds like...
Amanda Manna. Miss Manna, comma Amanda, or Amanda Manna.
She will be a great.
I'm not going to be able to focus on anything else. She would be Amanda Manna.
She would be a great wizard character in Final Fantasy.
Oh no,
Amanda Manna.
Guys, they call them chicken snakes because they eat chickens. And yeah. I Google chicken snake, and now I can see them eating baby chickens.
Why did you think they called them chicken snakes? They were friends with them.
I don't.
Because they hung out with them.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
I thought maybe they were buddies. And now it's just dead baby chickens getting eaten by snakes.
No, oh, Dee, don't look at it.
That one's alive.
Dee, go back to the jeggings.
It's alive.
Go back to the jeggings.
How do you
go
think
look at Squishy
eat?
Butt again?
I need to see Squishy Butt. I need to see.
They
Squishy
won't
butt.
Eat them if they're already dead.
She's already dead.
Chicken snakes, also known as black rat snakes. Whoa!
Whoa!
African American rat snakes.
Jesus Christ!
Guys, I'm so sad.
They're also called corn snakes or pilot snakes. These snakes have too many names.
Maize.
Chicken, black rat, corn, and pilot.
Or maize, as the Native American called them.
That's corn. Like the. Never mind.
They are non-venomous. They are usually 3 to 5 feet long and can climb up smooth wood surfaces.
Boners.
Such as barn walls.
Such
as
seal.
They primarily eat rodents and birds. So I guess it bit that guy on the head because it looked like a chicken.
Did the guy look like a chicken?
Did he look like a chicken? Or a rat?
These things like, get pretty big.
Or they maybe look he looked like a pilot or an ear of corn. Because the snakes eat all of those things.
Right.
You don't know. Why don't we have a picture of the man?
His head was very kernel.
I want a picture of the man and the man's head and what it looked like. Well, and how far the snake got around his scalp. And what did he do?
From the ground to his head or from...
Did he sue Lowe's? The story is unanswered.
Woman leaves $1.8 million home to prized dog in her will instead of her two sons.
Well.
I
Don't worry, but in the dog's will, he does leave it to one of the sons.
How does that happen?
If I was those
get
kids,
away
hold
with
on.
That.
If and I love dogs, but if I was those kids, I would be punting that dog the next time I saw it into a fucking fire. Because then when she dies, it has to go to next of kin.
I don't think it's legal to do that. How can it be legal to do that?
Bea Mia, a 3-year-old Maltese Terrier.
The Maltese doesn't have a bank account.
Will inherit a Florida house worth £1 million. That's $1.8 million. When her own Rose Ann Balsnery dies, leaving her two sons, aged 32 and 38, out in the cold.
I'm sorry.
That's Alan's dog.
Did nobody else picture a dog going to a bank to make a withdrawal?
Okay, I pictured three of them standing on each other with a hat and a trench coat
and a monocle.
And a monocle
with a hat with a monocle
and the check
and a cane.
And the check is made out to dog, but spelled like wrong.
Right, D A W G.
Yeah,
and then his signature is just a paw print on the check.
I like it.
No, you guys, you got it all wrong. The dog is an online banker. He uses his mobile app a lot.
Yeah, he has an E-Trade account.
Oh, how does that work for a dog using the like the mobile app like on the touch screen? Like, is he clicking his nail? Because I think
he's
his nail would be clicking.
He's using his nose to move the app around, and then he pushes it with his paw print. And
he has to dry his nose off first, though. Like
he does
his nose like adorably. He wipes his nose adorably on something, and then he like
it's like licking a pencil to paper. No one knew why they were doing it, but it I guess helped write.
Wait,
he has
why
to
would
dry
you
his nose off?
You lick paper.
No, you lick the pencil before writing something. I don't know. People did that. Where
did
you just get lead?
Why? What was the purpose of that?
That's what they do.
To make it, lubricate it for the paper.
It didn't need to be lubricated.
Graphite doesn't need that, yeah.
You don't know that.
Prior to changing...
I'm pretty sure I do.
Which one of you are scientists?
Me.
Oh, shut up.
Prior to changing my will, I discussed having Bay and Mia included in the trust fund with my sons, and they totally understood.
The dog agreed.
Balsley told Daily Mail, I explained to them that I know they love Bea and Mia very much, but I wanted to make sure if anything happened to us, she was taken care of in the way she's used to. Currently, Balsley Pampered's Pooch lives in quite a life of luxury. She has a $100,000 a year allowance to pay for weekly pedicures, trips to the groomer, shopping sprees for designer brands. According to the Daily Mail, Bea and Mia has over 1,000 outfits in specially designed walk-in closet.
How many
fuck? Like what happens in a person's brain where that like that's what they get obsessed with? I hope that those two sons just take turns like
her
they
husband,
just start playing soccer with that dog.
Her husband right probably after she dies. Left her husband probably left her and said keep the fucking dog and to go fuck a young secretary and that's all she clings on to is a dog and that's all she has. Bay and me, by the way, you want to bet $1 billion that this money isn't even hers?
I just want to point out that for the most part, I do agree that if you earned your money, you can spend it in whatever way you like. But if you're
a selfish prick if you're giving it to a dog.
Obama's trying to take our money and give it to the wealthy people. I know that because I seen it on Fox News. They told me.
If you are spending money on 1,000 separate dog outfits...
Okay,
you've been an asshole for a long time.
Yeah, how do you find more than 100 variations of a dog outfit?
After 800.
How do you find that many dog outfits?
But look that at was this tie.
That was a lot of time wasted that you could have given to, I don't know, one kid that was hungry.
It smells like exactly no more, no less, like 1,000 dog outfits in here.
Does that tie have like a certain type of knot? Did the dog tie his own tie?
There is no end game to giving clothes to a dog.
Is he reading Braille?
There's no investment strategy. There's no beautification of the earth. There's no helping of other people that are more desperate than you. You're just putting clothes on a stupid fucking dog. And this is coming from me, who fucking would probably buy 1,000 dog outfits because it would be fucking adorable. But I don't have that kind of money, so I'm enraged about it right now.
You don't think Yuki would like that?
She would hate it.
She would hate it.
She would hate it. She hates everything.
And also,
she loves me.
No.
There's people. There is people. They probably.
There were people.
That haven't even eaten today in Detroit. And she's going to leave $1.8 million to her dog.
$1.8 million? That's not that much. I thought she was richer than that.
It's a house.
Oh, the house is worth it.
Yeah, she's leaving the house to the dog.
Which, by the way, the dog cannot take care of itself. So is she just thinking that the house is going to run the dog?
Just one of those self-centered, stupid, I got my husband's money.
Wait.
I hope the dog dies immediately after her.
No, what you got to do is you got to say that you're a dog whisperer.
I feel as though I have given birth to Bella Mia. I
found the video.
She's the little girl.
It's a 5-minute. Okay.
Oh,
everyone sit down.
I've given strap in people.
Maybe her kids are dicks, though, and the dogs are only friends.
Do you think that she shoved that Maltese in her vagina so she could push it out?
She fucks that dog on a regular basis.
She probably fucks that dog.
Her and that dog look a lot alike.
Okay, let me play here.
As though I have given birth to Bella Mia. I definitely feel that she's the little girl that I never have had in my life, and I love her like I love my children.
No, you love the dog more than your children.
loves her 3-year-old Maltese so much that last year she spent around $100,000 on her. And if that wasn't enough, she's even written her into her own trust fund, along with her two sons.
Last year we bought a house, another house in Florida.
That's a fucking dick move. I don't know. It's a dick move. A dog doesn't need a fucking house.
You could have another house. Fine. Have multiple houses. Don't put it under the dog's name.
I don't know.
The dog won't live past 20 years.
I'm giving my wealth, my riches to Mira.
To your cat?
Mm-hmm. All my money. It's going to the cat.
The time to
do $40.
So if something does happen to my husband and I, Bellamy inherits that house. And some other things I have for her.
I would almost be happier if she wasted it on something other frivolous items outside of the dog.
Like a carrot.
Like a human frivolous item. Like if you bought, like if your thing was car collecting, I would be like, okay, she's rich and she likes to collect cars. Get it.
But the thing is, a car, even if you collect cars, it's something of value that you could leave to someone and they could sell it. You're leaving a house to a dog. It's not, like you were saying, it's not an investment for the dog. What's it going to flip the house later?
Yes. Yes. You're not thinking.
I would watch that show.
You have to get a dog whisperer to come in and get power of attorney over the dog. So that way you can act on the dog's behalf in a court of law. And then you go with the dog, you know, the dog.
Oh, my God. So a jury's never going to go against a dog once it gets up on trial. It's going to be like, oh, it's a dog. That's so fun.
You got to think about the cross-examination.
I'm going to side with the dog.
Why do you think Air Bud never lost?
See? The dog was talented.
She's my little daughter, and she will get whatever she needs.
And you know
like that this dick.
You know that this old woman legally blonded her dog, where she has a little adorable blazer outfit for when the dog has to go into a courthouse.
Did you just use legally blonde as a verb?
Yes.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Here, I'm going to pull up. She legally blonded it.
We're setting standards tonight by making new verbs.
So Caesar Milan is going to talk to the dog and get power of attorney?
Yes.
Is what we're saying?
The Parrot Eagle could do it.
Right.
Paralegal. That'd be perfect case for him.
Oh, yeah. He could use Caesar Milan to talk to the dog.
Uh-huh. Write this down. That's our second season first episode.
It'll be good.
It's more than just a pet. I really don't even like using that word. I feel...
However, the N-bomb, drop it all the time.
Every day.
As often as possible.
Jesus Christ is her nigga.
Well, yeah, you know it.
Jesus Christ is my nigga.
Very uncomfortable if I say dog or puppy because, I mean, in reality, obviously, I know that she is. But Bellamia is like my child.
Roseanne's son purchased Bellamia and gave her to Roseanne and her husband, Walter, in 2011 to help...
And you could tell I'm honest because I'm British.
Walter's recovery after a spell in hospital.
At this point in my life, I felt like our children were gone. They were married. They were out of the house. But there really was empty nest syndrome in the house. I'm very close to my children. And my son walked through the door with Bellamia one day. And it was love at first sight. She just became part of the family as you would bring a child home from the hospital. My son brought Bellamia.
Oh, that sounds awful.
I want every person in this story to die in a bad, bad way.
Like in a horrible kind of death. Bellamia has her own Facebook.
No, she does? Can we post it and make a few comments? I want to friend this
cunt.
Bellamia, a Snow White fashionista.
I hate the breed dog too.
Just the level of discomfort in the room.
I hated it so much.
I hate it so much. Just people whose life gets that.
Oh, she was featured in Paw Vogue.
Dutch. 5,000.
Paw Vogue is a fashion magazine.
5,775 likes.
I
make that 5,776.
I can't tell you the level of rage I'm feeling right now. I have no idea why this just tapped into that part of me. But
just liked it.
He's so mad right now.
Bellamia, Snow White fashionista. Ah, oh, so beautiful.
This dog is going to be new legally blonde.
A dog in a suit.
This is going to be the legally blonde dog. I totally forgot in the movie that she had her own chihuahua that dressed up in outfits that matched her. Is totally legally blonde. Like,
and
for
then
real.
It just kind of evolved.
Roseanne spent about $100,000 last year on Bellamia,
which included weekly manicures, pedicures, hair appointments, outfits, and charitable donations.
Let's just point out for anyone that doesn't know how to speak another language that the dog's name is My Pretty.
Hold on. Charitable donations. Was the dog giving checks to people as a donation? Like, I don't understand.
Maybe the dog was visiting hospitals to be an uplifting spirit. I don't know.
That's a good girl.
Doing charity work.
Bellamia gets her hair done once a week. And we also go to
her awful accent is enraging me.
The spa. Bellamia and I
her voice tone is like NPR.
Yeah. Yep.
Infuriating.
Except more of a Yenta type of feel to it.
It's coffee talk.
I hate my sons, and that's the reason why I'm putting all the love that I never got from them, because I hated the father. So they look like half of him, so I said, fuck that shit, and I got this piece of shit white dog.
I haven't had an orgasm since 1979, so I'm just still in the hole with this puppy.
And if you don't notice that earlier in the story, they didn't say that this was the boy's father. They just said it was my husband. This guy is now currently banging me. But he went impotent a few months ago, so I got this dog to fucking fill my snatch up.
It's like just it's just like sticking a soft noodle inside my vagina. It just can't get it hard anymore.
And nobody likes that anymore.
No, it's pushing rope.
Actually, at the same place that I've been going to
Bellamia's, she got her own webpage, and it's Hugs from Bellamia. Where you can see pictures of her dressed.
So she's a working dog.
She's
just like Audrey Hepburn in My Fair Lady. This dress probably costs more than my entire wardrobe.
You're right.
It's for
it fucking costs more than her house.
Years, and they only do Bellamia. It's not a pet spa. It's a people spa.
I hope that dog dies.
Oh,
that dog dies and it breaks that old lady's heart. I hate this fucking dog.
Hey, I hope she dies directly after the dog
fucking
dies.
Dress.
I don't ever
it's
wish.
It's terrible, right?
I do not
this
ever
fucking
wish.
Facebook page.
Dog.
Dude, she writes the post for the dog on his Facebook page, and she refers to her mommy, and she does everything in baby talk. Like, here's the post: "Good morning, everybody."
Oh no!
Look how fast my mommy is pushing me in the pram.
God, I want her
for
to
New
die.
York City.
That old lady does not have a heart.
White across the Brooklyn Bridge, like she. My friend's family hugs from Bellamia.
No.
She writes in that way. I'm not joking.
I hate your voice.
Her hair is about $100 a week.
What?
On a dog?
She spends more on the dog's hair than I spend on my groceries?
A week.
Look at how sad this fucking dog looks in this hat and dress.
No, seriously.
I hope you're sad, Bellamia.
Best Christmas ever with Auntie Emma and Auntie Jenna. I'm assuming it's the wives of the dude. By the way, everybody's so Jewish in all of this, by the way.
I am so pissed that I'm trying to scrounge up games to trade in so I can afford to have Smash Brothers. And this bitch is spending $100 on dog. Fuck you. Yeah, sorry. Yes, Marie?
Are the dog's nails painted pink or are those little clip-ons to put over top of
nails? They're painted.
Okay.
Manicure is more expensive than mine. And it takes a good hour to do her manicure.
This is the bad hour.
Oh, so boy.
So that's another $25 a week.
I hate the
and you know I spent $100 on gas a week too because the only pupper salon is in the colored neighborhood and I just won't go there. I'll drive three towns over.
This fucking dog is the epitome of what's wrong with America. This fucking dog needs to die.
Can you imagine if like somebody over in Africa just got a couple of DSL minutes and they went to hugsfrombellamia.com/fashionista. And they saw what the dog was doing.
This is the reason why we're getting attacked by ISIS.
Yeah, you're right. This is why. This dog.
this type of belligerent bullshit.
It's your fault, lady.
Hi, everybody. We had a great time at Auntie Sandy Thompson and Auntie Linda Huggins at the Georgia SPCA Annual Fall Gala. I mean, oh my, dude, I want this woman dead. I want her dead. I want this dog, and I want to kick it.
style in one of the 1,000 outfits.
No, you know what? I don't want the dog dead. I want the woman dead. What I want is to get the dog before she dies for a week and take care of it and let it be a dog. Because you know this dog doesn't love this. I mean, let it play outside. Let it get covered in mud. Let it just fucking eat Taco Bell. Let it be what a dog wants to be and bring it back to her disheveled mess.
Royce, not all dogs want to eat Taco Bell just because a chihuahua was in a commercial 10 years ago.
Are you sure?
The reason why I want the dog dead is I want her to see this thing's just the last bit of life leave that stupid animal just to hurt her more.
What I want to do is kidnap the dog and then send pictures back to the owner.
Me raping it.
No, not even
Jesus.
That.
Like fucking it.
Not even that. That's too
feeding
far.
It only Viagra
you went over the line. What I was going to say is take pictures of like me ruining the dog's manicure and not fixing it.
Oh no, you'll kill her.
Or like putting a little ketchup around her
look
mouth
at the
whiskers.
Jewelry. No, look at the jewelry. Look at the. Oh my! Look at this fucking.
What?
It has a bracelet. Look at the diamonds. Look at this.
Yeah, I know the dog has diamonds.
Why does it? Sorry.
Bellamia has.
I just
want to
take the dresses
California.
And put a little tear in them. You know, just tear it a little bit and be like, huh? Huh, bitch? Style.
In one of the 1,000 outfits Roseanne has bought her.
Bellamia has a walk-in closet, her California walk-in closet that we had.
Do you have a walk-in closet?
Do you have a California walk-in closet?
No, I don't even have a closet. Okay, that's not true. I have a closet, but seriously, you can't walk in it. You can barely open it.
Built specifically
it's
for her.
Because the door is broken.
Sean keeps coming out of it.
He has a bedroom filled with drawers of different outfits and bows and hats and clothes. And we didn't have enough room, so we've spilled on out now into the clothes closet.
She's a hoarder. She hoards dog clothes.
We didn't have enough room in our California walk-in closet that we had to get a separate house for the dog.
Hall.
You guys are sounding really preachy right about now. I don't understand why you guys are all upset about this. It's just a dog. You know, you buy it a few things. It's not bad. You know, I'm not hoarding stuff. Don't throw that away, though.
I pay my dog more than I pay the colored guy that cuts my grass.
I'm Maul in the chat. Plot twist. Bellamia hates Jews.
Oh!
I knew she was an anti.
A Shyamalan twist at the end. She's a little Nazi dog.
It is a star certificate. My children, my son Rob, gave her own star for Christmas last year.
Duh.
After that old lady dies, the dog leaves the funeral and wipes its face and like it has a little Hitler mustache.
dun, dun, dun. And then the camera zooms in on her face. It was her the whole time. Oh, God, I love it.
So there's a star named Bellamia.
It rips something off its arm. It's got like a badge.
An SS patch.
Yeah.
It was a sleeper cell the whole time.
Reincarnated Hitler.
I make a listen to Mein Kampf on tape every day.
After her.
At times, I feel that she is treated better than me.
No, she 100%
does.
At all times.
100%.
But that's okay with me.
Because I fucked the waitress at the IHOP and she looks the other way.
Because Bella,
she's
I love her so much and therefore
I'm going to kill her one day because I can't take living like this anymore.
Nothing that's good for Bella will ever, ever bother me.
Nobody loves their wives more than old Jewish men. Have you ever noticed? Like,
it is true.
I love her so much. She's
I divorced her 37 years ago.
So much.
I just am avoiding an argument in my old age.
It's not worth it to me. I have to keep my blood pressure down. So if she wants to have the fucking dog, that's fine by me. As long as you let me watch the goddamn Packers on Sunday.
All the attention's off me. So this is good.
This is fantastic. I don't have to hear stories anymore about what she saw on headline news with that goddamn Nancy Grace every day.
You're guilty about
this. Is fantastic. I'll buy her more dogs if she doesn't fucking talk to me again.
Spoiling Bellamia.
She wants
this is the craziest thing ever to happen.
She wants 2,000 fucking outfits. I don't give a fuck as long as she shuts the fuck up.
Have you heard her talk for more than 5 minutes?
It's goddamn ridiculous. You think she goes on about dresses? You're going on about what she saw in The View.
George, what do you think we should buy for her this week?
Whatever you want, just leave me the fuck alone. Take the black card.
Every bit of it.
She does a lot of really good things. Bellamia has done more charitable...
No, she hasn't done anything. She's a fucking...
This is a broken woman, man.
You're a fucking...
Something happened to her.
In her 3 years of living that most
skinhead got a hold of her when she was in grade school.
3 years of living, so the dog's only 3 years old, so she's developed this about 1,000 outfits over 3 years?
Well, yeah.
Do the math. How many is that a day?
Almost one. Yeah.
That's fine?
Yeah.
That's normal?
Almost one, yeah.
I mean, almost
that's
one.
That's normal?
Yeah, I mean, it's fine.
An outfit
it's
a
almost
day?
Almost an outfit a day. I mean, not like every day, but like at least 6 days out of the week.
Some kids don't get an outfit a year.
Well, those kids are poor and they deserve that.
You're right. They're not dogs.
Exactly.
They're not cute enough.
Well, kids are all right.
She goes to the Ronald McDonald House.
She eats the French fries. It's fucking adorable. And then they let her poop in there because we gave enough money last year that she pretty much does whatever she wants.
Every Sunday night, she goes to St. Mary's Children's Hospital once a week.
She humps their legs. It's fucking adorable.
She shits on the kids in the child ward. It's great.
For some reason, I think your parents were from Georgia or something because she's always barking at the black kids. I don't understand.
Different nursing homes. Some people may think that I'm very extravagant with the amount of money.
No one thinks you're extravagant. They think you're a fucking nut job.
Obsessive, maybe.
Yeah.
Money that I spend on Bellamia, but Bellamia also donates a lot of money. And
how about this? You could donate all the money and let her be a dog because she doesn't appreciate it because she's a dog.
You don't know that.
Dog. Just the way she's referring to the dog doing these things, being charitable, and that the dog is donating money. It's just, dude, she's got, what's that, the separation syndrome or whatever, where she's essentially living her life out through a fucking dog.
Yep.
It's really not all about her.
Can you imagine what she was like as a mother? Like, look how she is with the dog. So can you imagine what she was like with her kids?
Oh, my God. Talk about helicopter
parents. Kids must be miserable.
They're so happy just to be away.
You know what? I'm with you, Night Dreamer. I think this is the best thing that ever happened to this family is this dog. They got it there so they would take the attention off of them. Now I get why they're not mad about the $1.8 million home because it's worth it to them.
They're just like, oh, it's worth it. The fuck God.
It's completely worth it.
Pretty clothes and her pretty hair and her pretty ribbons and all of her jewelry. It's about her and her sweet temperament and good nature and all of the happiness that she brings to so many people.
You mean like a normal dog?
She brings no happiness to anyone.
She brings sadness to me because I have to watch this garbage and this fucking old man's shitty sweater.
And with her finances taken care of, Bellamia's future seems bright.
I believe the trust fund will take care of her, whether I'm there or my wife is not here anymore.
I can't wait. I changed my mind on this guy. He cannot wait for that woman to die.
I want that dog to die first. I please let that dog die first.
Take care of Bella for
us. I want her to go through sadness and heartbreak before she dies. That's all I want.
Will always be taken care of.
I'm genuinely pissed off right now.
Oh, I know.
Godless, whatever happens.
Because you're sitting in a motel in Omaha, and this bitch is fucking buying 1,000.
And I'm sick, and I had the flu, and this piece of shit's buying an outfit just about every day for this piece of fuck awful. By the way, it's a terrible breed.
Oh God!
It's just now he's really angry. Toy fucking, they don't even look good. Like they can't really see through their dumb eyes. No wonder I have to spend
$100 a day. Oh, are you not looking at the dogs in high heels in the chat?
Our chat room.
Because they're going to make you feel better. I guarantee you.
People were complaining that the dog story was upsetting them. So we moved back to dogs in yoga pants, which turned into dogs in tights, which turned into dogs in tights and high heels. It's the funniest thing ever.
This is the most ridiculous thing I have ever seen.
Why have I never put tights on our dog?
If you guys are listening to the podcast and you don't listen, if you don't check us out live, you have to. Just for this sense.
Oh my God.
Corgi in yoga pants.
Ridiculous.
This is the funniest thing ever. Dogs just look so shameful.
Yoga pants on their dogs.
Just do a Google search. You'll find
these people are. I should put a bra on that dog.
It's the heels that are making it so funny because
they just look so upset. They're just like, why?
Like, why are you doing this to me?
What is this?
They
hate it.
The dog.
They hate it.
And they're just not proportionate.
That guy liked it.
They're not proportionate to the dog's body at all. Like, the clothes are just too big for the dog, and it's just drowning in heels. Oh, my God. I have yet to do so many things with our dog. I've just realized we haven't been utilizing our dog.
You really need to get Yuki to be doing these things, because I'm sure she would just hate life as well as those other dogs.
She's going to develop a complex real quick from all that. It's going to be bad. Marie's going to be every other day dressing Yuki now. It's going to be bad.
Marie, what happened to all your tights? I tore them putting them on the dog.
Yuki wouldn't sit still.
Exactly.
Is incest really legal in New Jersey?
I was just about to say. Remember that time?
It's a good transition from dogs and tights.
Remember when Dutch got kicked out of New Jersey and can't go back?
Well, check this.
What does it have to do with incest?
Well, I mean, after an 18-year-old woman from the Great Lakes region purportedly told a magazine that she plans to move to New Jersey to live as a married couple with her formerly estranged biological father because incest isn't illegal there, the response is sometimes one of disgust, sometimes one of concern. But it's almost always one of confusion and surprise. Is incest really legal in New Jersey? Yada, yada, yada.
Almost always one of ew.
Right. So this unnamed 18-year-old girl who says she hasn't seen her father since she was 5 is going to live as a married couple with her dad, biological dad. But the thing is that...
The dad is marrying his daughter.
Yes.
Or living together.
Living together. They didn't say they were going to officially get married. It says
the dad wants to fuck his daughter.
I guess. They're already fucking.
Oh, they're fucking.
The daughter wants to fuck her dad.
Oh, yeah. That's what's going on. And it says here, sexual relationships among adult relatives are legal in New Jersey, but they weren't always. It used to be outlawed until 1979 when a state enacted a new criminal code that left a section planned for incest blank.
Oh, wow. Somebody just forgot to put that in?
Oops. Yeah.
Oops. Guys.
Is it worse? Is it worse to get pregnant from your own father or from your brother?
Genetically speaking, you would share more genetic information, DNA, with your siblings than you do your parents, because you only get half of your parents, of each one of your parents. And your parents pass on to you, to their kids, half from each of them.
So it's safer incest to fuck your dad than your brother.
But is it grosser incest?
Either way, it's not a thing that should be going on. But that's...
Thank you, Dr. Sean.
No, it isn't the thing that should be going on. But what would drive somebody to want to have sex with their dad when there's plenty of other options?
I don't know.
Like
abandonment issue.
Maybe dad had a big boner.
He's been gone for 13 years.
I would get it if it was fucking Noah's Ark and you only had one choice.
Well, that's what happened on Noah's Ark as well. I mean, there was
right.
There was some incest going on there.
I understand that, but in New Jersey, there's more than one option for having sex.
Are you sure?
Have you seen people who live in New Jersey?
Thank you, Dutch.
Don't step over each other, guys.
We need to have Joe go rescue this girl from her creepy dad.
You mean have sex with her awkwardly and then never talk to her again? If that's what we call rescuing, I guess.
That's called dutching.
That's how Coletta rescues it.
That's how he does. He knows no other way.
And what about Punchy?
What about it? Punchy will awkwardly talk to her 7 months.
Maybe he can go save this lady.
No, he would hit a deer on the way there.
Yeah.
That's what would happen.
Well, goddamn it.
So I guess the point of the story is incest is legal in New Jersey for people over 18 as long as it's a consensual relationship.
That's not the story. Who cares if it's... I'm glad that there's not a law that had to be written somewhere that says that it's illegal or legal. No one should be doing it. The point is that somebody decided that this is going to be their life's choice that's making other people do legislation or not do legislation about it. That's the fucking problem. Because I never once would be like... Well, I'm just going to have a live-in marriage with my father, and that's going to be okay. No one thinks that, except for this one dumb cunt. And so now we have to look up, is there a law about this so that we can stop it? Oh, fuck, there's no law. Now we have to make a law to stop this stupid cunt from living with her dad and having sex.
We don't have to make a law, actually. I mean, I think incest is weird and stuff, but if, as long as you use protection, I think it should be fine. Let people do what they want. Now, I do agree, making retard babies is not good.
No.
I don't feel like it's appropriate, given the fact that I'm pretty sure he had some influence over her development.
Yeah, you better just prove
grow
it.
Grow your own fuck doll. Like, that's not okay.
Oh, really? Well, why don't you
and
tell that to...
it's not her fault.
Really? Then why don't you tell that to...
Horse-net...
You can blow up your own sex horse, clearly, but you shouldn't be able to raise your own sex child.
Okay, I'm gonna take Royce on a journey here, a mind journey.
Journey?
Yes.
I love journey.
Okay,
wait, Dean, stop. I want
to
talk to you.
How do you explain Woody Allen?
Hot.
He
didn't raise that girl.
He basically married.
I still think it's gross, and I'm not saying it's. Oh, Woody Allen's great. I think
she
it's kind of gross.
She was 15 when Royce. She married her. Yeah.
Okay.
I know. I think it's gross, and I.
Hot. This is why it's wrong.
Exactly.
If a girl is crazy enough to have a sexual relationship with her father, that's one thing. If all she did was live in the house and have sex with her father, but I'm sure a lot of her life is going out and interacting with other people and
who have sex with her father.
And at that point, she's still a crazy mofo that's having sex with her dad and then interacting with other people. What if she interacts with another kid? What if she tells another kid, no, it's totally okay to have sex with your dad? I have sex with my dad. Like, what if she says that?
I'm going to play devil's advocate here for 1 second.
It's pretty awful.
I'm the devil. Okay, no, seriously. I'm going to play devil's advocate for a second.
It was a great movie.
I know. I'll be Keanu Reeves. No, I understand what you're saying, but if they're not hurting anybody and reproducing,
libertarian.
I would
view.
Never do it. I think it's fucking disgusting. Me personally, it's disgusting. But my point is.
Oh, I would fuck your brother.
Yeah, well. But that's,
me too.
He's not, and your dad. He's a handsome man.
But you're not married or
I
with
really want to fuck your mom, by the way.
But you're not family, so it wouldn't be that weird. I mean, it'd be weird having sex with my mom.
No, I just want to let you know I want to have sex with your family.
Fair enough. I understand from a libertarian standpoint not having legislation telling people what the fuck to do as long as they're not hurting anyone else. But then at the same level, I should be able to murder people that are fucking crazy.
I believe that he would be hurting someone else, though. He'd be hurting his daughter.
That's a stretch to just be exacting.
How old is she?
18.
She's 18, though. It doesn't matter.
But old was she when he started?
But that doesn't matter. I understand. Well, I don't think
there's enough information about this morally case for me to make.
Morally, I understand what you're saying, Dee. Morally, I understand what I really do. Morally, I get what you mean. But what I'm saying is, legally, if she's 18, if she didn't report anything and she doesn't think anything happened, then in her mind, she's 18, she's making a decision. You know, I mean, and that's it.
I get it. I'm just saying that I'm totally cool with there being laws against incest.
Well,
many states minors, have laws against it.
Like minors, two people under 18.
Yeah, and I'm totally cool with it.
Minors can't have sex with each other. That's illegal. And if
even if they're stuck underground for a long time together,
I don't know how that works. There's like a clause maybe in there somewhere.
If they die, do they turn to Santa Claus?
It's possible.
Okay, that's cool.
But it says here that the girl left when, or the dad left when the girl was 5, so she hasn't had any contact with him since she was 5. And then she's 18, and they met, and they found out.
Oh, well, then in this case, it's totally cool.
Oh, she barely knows her dad, so it's fine to fuck him.
Right. That's I guess that's wait. When how did
things that would never be said?
Right. That was always the case, though. You'll hear stories every once in a while of, like, you know, a guy fucking his mom or like that weird paternal bond that for whatever reason turns sexual. It's always when the person left when they were like a young kid.
How about this? So. How about they're allowed to have sex and get married and do whatever the fuck they want as long as both of them get their tubes tied or vasectomies done or whatever so that they can't reproduce? Because even though they may say,
vasectomies are my favorite.
Yeah, I'll Superman that hoe so she doesn't get pregnant. What if some fluid leaks in there accidentally and she gets accidentally knocked up? People get accidentally knocked up all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. She could be on birth control. It only works 99% of the time, but there's that 1% where something bad could happen and all of a sudden she's preggers. And she's preggers with a retard.
Well, I know, but I would love to.
So we're against a law that would require people not to fuck their children, but we're for a law that would require people to get sterilized?
I'm not for it. I'm not saying I'm for it. I ain't for it. I'm against it. I'm not for any laws to do that, to be honest with you. But, I mean, I get it. Look, I know there's things that are sick and shitty, and I know what that... I get the reason why you can't genetically have people reproducing that are in the same gene pool. You're going to have problems. You're going to have kids that come out with fucking three arms. I get that.
Yeah, it says 40% of the children were born with autosomal recessive disorders, congenital physical malformations, or severe intellectual defects.
Now, another devil's advocate thing here is like, well, you can't use the argument of like, well, if they're going to not reproduce and it should be fine, because that's the same argument that gay people say is like, well, it doesn't matter if I'm going to reproduce or not. I want to be with this person. So I know it's weird and I know it's odd, and obviously I would never do it, but who's to say what she thinks?
That like law or no law, whether or not you're in a state or you're not a state, the amount of people who are born every year that end up fucking someone who's related to them is still going to be the same.
Right.
So exactly. Regardless of a fucking law, it doesn't change.
They're
going to
do it anyway.
Fact.
Right.
So.
Right. Okay. Well, we got to start wrapping up. As long as I'd love to talk more about incest.
Incest, peppermints, yeah, fucking mankind.
We got to get out of here for that show that comes on after us. That,
oh, yeah.
Somebody help me out here.
Thank you for listening, guys. The anything you guys hip test? Anything we got to do? It's already past.
Did we announce the date for the 25th for April? Is that
the live event?
Is that the live event thing?
Yeah.
April 25th, live event, MLR3.
Okay, Preservation Hall. So we did do that. Can we say that we're going to have some singers for you guys performing? Can
we do that? Could say that.
We could. Because I asked
We'll announce everything once we get it on nailed.
Yeah, next week we should have a lot more information.
Exactly.
We should be able to announce all the details.
But you guys need to come out to that. Everybody remember, come out to the live event, MLR3, April 25th.
All right, guys, thanks for listening. Tomorrow, make sure you stay tuned for the Cousin Joe show. So that's always fun. And listen next week and listen to all the great programming on More Like Radio. So blah, 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 blah. All right, guys, right here.
In biology, we talked about the bees, the best kind of bees.
Boobies.
I can't believe my mind. I hold a poker face to wear two of a kind. With each step of rest getting redefined, I'm making my move. I'm thinking it's time.
Oh,
I'm gonna ask her to prom, and in my head she responds,
"You're the bomb."
Nervous, so I count to three. I like your boobs. Go to prom with me?
Ha! Big old bitty.